Race 6, takeout number 5. Race 7, number 12. And race 8, really a lot of scratchings here. 3, 4, 6, 9, 11, 12. And then the emergencies, 15, 16 and 17. That's Morfordville Parks today for Radio Hour Preview at 11. Sky Racing 1 about to leave us straight up with American Racing. The rest of us back in a moment to have a look at racing today at Randwick.
Attention ladies, Dynamic Syndications with Gay Waterhouse and Adrian Bott proudly offer this ladies-only ownership syndicate. Bred to be early and quick, we have a superb cult to aim at the rich Magic Millions women's bonus. By exceeding Excel, the Speed Machine is the world's best two-year-old sire. From Everidge, she was a two-year-old stakes winner and won three races at two. At only $8,750 a share, sorry lads, this is just for the ladies. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Whoever you're backing, Tab's got you covered. This Saturday, place a trifecta on races 4 and 5 at Randwick or Flemington. If you get 2 out of 3 placings correct, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
Who are you backing? Tab. Download the app today. Excludes WA and SA residents. Big Tab, New South Wales Tab and ACT Tab accounts only. T's and C's at website. Gamble responsibly.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
The Australian Easter Yearling Sale is the number one sale for Group 1 winners in Australia. Graduates in the past season won the Golden Slipper, Caulfield Guineas and Royal Ascot's Diamond Jubilee amongst many other of the world's top races. Give yourself the best chance of success at the elite level. The Australian Easter Yearling Sale, April 9 and 10 at Riverside Stable, Sydney. Catalogue out now. Go to inglis.com.au.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It's Racing HQ on a Saturday morning, and this is a broadcast from Royal Randwick, where the Guineas and all the other feature racing will be today. We're about to preview it with Mark Van Gestel and then our form analyst Ron Duppacy and Simon Donopoulos, and also Glenn Munsey from TAB. Greg Radley invites you to join him on one of the most exciting trips on the international racing calendar, the 2019 Kentucky Derby Tour. Last year, the tour was lucky enough to see Triple Crown win a Justify Salute. Who will it be this time? The tour will take in racing in LA, the Stud Farms of Lexington, the Derby of Churchill Downs, and finishing in the country music capital of Nashville. The tour is closing soon and there's only a few seats left. So give Peter Harney a call at Ambassador Travel, 1-800-777-989. That's Ambassador Travel, 1-800-777-989, or visit ambassadortravel.com.au. Mark Van Gestel joins us, Chief Steward for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Mark.
Good morning, Andrew.
Overcast skies. We may get the odd drizzle, but at this stage, Nevesha's thinking nothing significant.
No, it looks that way, Andrew, when you look at the radar, but we'll see how it plays out, but obviously we'll share a pretty fair surface.
Yep, for sure. We're on a good four, between a four and a three at this stage. What have you found for our listeners and viewers?
Out of the second race, Andrew, number 12, Prophet Thumb, finished third behind Baller Beat in the length on the 23rd of February, but it just was a little slow to begin, didn't show much speed in the early stages, and just from about the 600 metres through to the 500 metres, it raced quite keenly, had to be steady from heels, and then early part of the straight, it had some difficulty obtaining clear running, shifted back to the inside, and finished the race off reasonably well. I take over to race 6, the Canterbury Stakes, number 8, Brutal, first up in the Southern Cross. It's only beaten a neck or so when finishing third behind X-Dine, but Brenton Abdullah said it was his intention to sit outside the leader, but it jumped a little awkwardly and didn't... wasn't able to take up that position. As a consequence, it did race out wide and without cover for most of the race, and he indicated in the circumstances the effort was full of merit, particularly racing first up. And finally, Andrew, two to mention out of the Guineas, race 7, Arameo, Caulfield Stewart reported there, spoke to Hugh Bowman in respect to his ride when finishing up third behind Global Excellence, and it was just held up making the home turn. Hugh Bowman indicated it didn't make the turn from about the 600 metres all that well going that way of going, and in the circumstances, this run was pretty good. And number 9, Miss Fabulous at Randwick on the 2nd of March in the Surround Stakes. Whilst the form shows that it finished 11th behind Nikita Jane, it did go back in the early stages, raced very keenly throughout the early middle stages with the big checked off heels, and down the straight it was just reluctant to come to the outside, and it's one that probably should have finished a little closer than what it did, Andrew.
Yeah, I think Chris Lees was on during the week saying that the sectional late was still encouraging for the future. Good on you, Mark. We'll see you out here later in the morning.
Thanks, Andrew.
That is Mark Van Gestel joining us there from Racing New South Wales. Nevesh Ramdani just dropping off breakfast here. That's the reason why he was in my mind. Duff, how was it out there?
Yeah, one of the best.
Egg and bacon.
Had a pencil case. I haven't seen a pencil case.
Righto, so let's introduce first. He's got Glenn Munsey. Good morning from TAB.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Ronnie. Yeah, I went to Canberra yesterday for the Carbine Club luncheon for the Black Opal, and Michael Heath, one of the racing men down there, so he presented me with this pencil case because he likes the fact that I say, you know, that's why they put rubbers on the end of pencils, because everybody makes a mistake. So everyone gets a pencil here, and you're not going to believe it, Benj. Your one does have a rubber on the end of it, and it's got your name on it.
I'll bite the end off that. You know I'm a biter of pens.
Yeah, I get one that's got a rubber on it as well with my name on it, Munsey, so my mother was very impressed.
You need an extra long rubber.
No, I think you'll find Duff is free from a rubber. So I don't know whether that means Duff doesn't make a mistake, but there's one Jimmy mistake. Smith, Simon, Ray Thomas.
Simon Dinopoulos has got one.
No, Simon, our coordinator, Simon.
Oh, Simon Harrison?
Yeah, TK, well, he gets three rubbers on his, he gets a rubber without a pencil, I think, because he makes that many mistakes, it's unbelievable, and Jimmy Smith. But, the pencil case, Ronnie, haven't seen one for ages. See, Simon, that's what you missed, not coming to the National Press Club yesterday. I saw they gave you the Basil brush. I was tipping you up for 2 weeks, and then got to the day. Apparently, there was still a police report out about you at the Bucks party.
It went for 2 days.
Yeah, and they said he's had enough press, this bloke. We won't send you to the National Press Club because that'll be the end of everything. How are you?
I'm well, Munsey. Yeah, I was waiting for the call. You put a good word in for me, but hopefully you can get me a Guernsey next year, Munsey.
Yeah, I tell you what, they had a couple of beautiful Maserati cars there yesterday.
Oh, cars.
Because they're the major sponsor, John McGrath Motor Group down there in Canberra. They're the sponsor of the Black Opal. Yep. And a lady won a Maserati for the weekend. She joined the Canberra Race Club yesterday at the luncheon, and they had a lucky draw, and she's got a Maserati for the weekend.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah, I told her they're beautiful cars.
You can see her burling around camera. Oh,
sounds like it was a good lunch. It sounded like a cash job the way he's carrying.
No. Normally, Sean or I host that one, but this year...
No, they wanted refinement and entertainment, Andrew, so you got left out of both
counts.
We've
been given the Basil brush as well. Righto, we better get cracking. Simon, looking forward to getting your thoughts here. Really attractive meeting.
Yeah, for sure. What a day, Andrew. Super Saturday, obviously, in Melbourne. And what a race meeting today at Randwick. Can't wait to get out there for it. Few interesting scratching this morning from a speed map perspective. So it changed the complexion of a few races. But, yeah, very much looking forward to it. And obviously, Canberra tomorrow. Can't wait.
All right. Well, let's look at the first here. The Winona Girl Quality and Sprite's back in Sydney.
Yes, this mare's event here over 1,200 metres, and she is the $3.20 favourite, Sprite. Sedanza, interesting, Tony Brazel gave it a good rap this morning. It's a $9.50 chance. Winter Bride, first up at $5. La Bella Diosa, also first up at $9.50. Resin, just to keep it going, first up, $5. Sweet Scandal is a $4.80 chance. Star Reflection at $18. We've got Manea, scratched, it's running at Eagle Farm, no deduction. In Good Time, $31, and Zazi Bar's a $34 chance. Well, roughly three times the amount of money on Sprite, and it's more than 50% of the total hold. Went up four, it's been four, three, 60, 320, so a steady firm here. Second pick easily is Winter Bride. It's been 550 to 5, and Sweet Scandal is the third pick. They're the three top standouts in the first.
Is there much pace around Sweet Scandal?
Looks an even tempo, Andrew. I think Zazibar, you're most likely to take it up in good time, can be prominent today outside the lead. Sweet Scandal, imagine they are positive from that draw. Winner Bride shouldn't be too far away. The question mark horse from a map perspective is Resin, Ronnie, just where she gets to.
She might just try and slot in that with a little bit of cover three deep, I would have thought, but I think there's four hopes. I'm with Sprite here. I thought her run was obviously an eye catcher in the Oakley Plate. This is a different race altogether. I can see that, but it's a lot weaker race at the same time. Look, she has to give weight to some nice mares here, but I think her class should just about go close to getting it through here. She can adapt to any situation. She's got a really lethal turn of speed when they let her go. So I'll gamble on her. The key to her is just has to be dry. It's simple as that, and she gets it. Winner Bride's the danger. Was very good in that Gold Coast trial. Last two preps are great. Good fresh performer. Sweet Scandal's a big improver with a cleaner getaway and no weight on her back. And La Bella Diosa interests me. Did win first up 1100 at Caulfield last prep, and she's always been a mare that they've had a good rap on, ex-Kiwi. 1, 3, 6, and 4.
Yeah, I want to give Sweet Scandal another chance here. She was slow away in that Triskay Stakes and the way the race was run. I thought she found the line well enough late. Her effort prior went on speed. A Rose Hill was very good, albeit in lesser company of what she faces this afternoon. But I think she can be more positive today if she begins well down in the weights. I think she can certainly make her presence felt. No knock on Sprite. Obviously, I think she should have finished closer in the Oakley Plate first up. Just back markers and taking short odds. That's the one query for me. There doesn't look to be a lot of tempo in this race, but as Ronnie touched on, she does have a lethal turn of foot. I just struggle to back markers at short prices. Number 5, Resin, has been well prepped up for this, and sneaky push from James this morning. She's unbeaten over 1,200 metres. James McDonald's booked. Her one query is just where she gets to on the map. But she's a talented mare. Didn't fire down in Melbourne, but her form prior in Sydney last prep was very good. And of the rest, number 3, Winner Bride, has to be respected first up. The Toby Evans stable is going very well at the moment. But I want to give Sweet Scandal another chance here. My numbers 6, 1, 5 and 3.
Darren Flindell in the first, like Sprite, number 1 to beat 5, 3 and 6. 1, 5, 3 and 6 in race 1. Race 2, they'll go quick over the 1,100.
Yeah, the Tokyo City Kiba Fireball Stakes here. I think I saw some racing from Tokyo City Kiba during the week. And they described the track as sloppy. But not today. It's firm and fast here at Randwick. A 3-year-old set weights and penalties listed event here over the 1,100. Starting with Santos, with the blinkers off today, resuming from a break at $8. Sandbar with the visor on and the blinkers off, $4.80. He was here last Saturday, had a work between races. Ragged Rascal at $41, Jonker at $8.50. Legend of Condor at $14, Baller is the $4.20 favourite. Roosevelt at $21, God of Thunder at $10, Trope is an $11 chance. Hummer Hummer at $7.50. Spiritual Pursuit came out this morning, 6 cents a win and 6 cents a place. And Prophet's Thumb is a $9 chance. Very, very good betting race this. Best supported runner is Baller here, $5.50, $4.40 into 4, but already this morning, 4 out to 4.20. Second pick is Sandbar. There was the big bet on it yesterday. I think it was 10,000 each way at $5.50. It's been $4.80. It was $4.80 last night when I got home. It's still there. Next pick is Jonker and then Trope. And already this morning, one bet of $2,500 on Trope at $12 brings it into $11. So really, really good betting race. And that's not saying there's money for Prophet's Thumb as well. Santos, good betting race the second.
Sandbar, does it get the lead today?
I think it does now with Spiritual Pursuit coming out. Just went too slow in front first up, so I'd imagine they want to let him rip now. Baller obviously tracks the speed. Santos shouldn't be too far away. God of Thunder from out wide, and Jonker obviously drawn inside won't be far away as well. I rate high pressure. Spiritual Pursuit coming out takes a bit of sting out, but I still think they'll roll along, Ron.
They'll roll along for sure, and I agree. Spiritual Pursuit does take that real sting out of the race. It might actually help Sandbar. Look, it does look a fast race to me. It all depends on Jonker first up here as well. He's a fast horse if you want to use his speed. But I think the intent is with Sandbar. I think they've already said we want to lead with him. He's a tough on pacer, and that's how he likes it in his races. I think he's hard to beat. You know, he's we keep forgetting, you know, he ran fourth in the Golden Rose, he ran second in a Roman Consul, you know, he won a Rosebud, this horse. So I want to be very forgiving of his first up run when he was beaten by a pretty good horse in Gem Song, and just things didn't go exactly right there. I think he can beat Baller, who's a very promising horse in his own right. Did a good job winning their first up. Another step up for him here today, and he does stay at 1,100, question mark. Jonker's a query. Didn't quite come up after that, you know, he had that drama in the Magic Millions as a two-year-old, and then just really didn't come right up last prep, but indications are solid with that recent trial. And 10 Hummer Hummer, I think she's beautifully placed. At least she's got, you know, she's got Group 3 form in Melbourne. She's honest. She gets here on the minimum, and I think she's over the odds. Trope's an interesting horse, isn't he? Tommy Berry sticks with him where he's been riding Baller. Obviously, there's an alliance with Team Hawks, understandable. But 23 into 11, and his tick-over trial recently was outstanding. 2-6, 4-10.
Same first four for me, Ronnie. I'll swing the other way, though. Stick with Baller. Thought he did a really good job first up, knuckling down to win there. It was only a narrow margin, but was always in firm control, I felt. He went to the paddock in good order. He bumped into the Zalate prior to a break. And then being trained differently as a sprinter this time in, they're looking at the Galaxy. So staying at 1,100, I think a high-pressure race plays into his hands and he gets a chance to stalk for new rider Kieran McAvoy. I think he's a promising colt. I want to be with him today. Number two, Sandbar, was backed as if unbeatable first up, as if it was over the line. And I'm going to say disappointing, but the way the race was run probably didn't play into his hands. He didn't get a chance to showcase his talent. Imagine, as Ronnie touched on, they'll let him rip today, and I think the real Sandbar will stand up. Number 10, Hummer Hummer, won very impressively first up and then disappointing last start, but I think she can bounce back third up this afternoon. And number 4, Jonker, just a big watch fresh. James McDonald, a key booking from that inside draw. But I think Ball is going to get all the favours from that draw, and I want to stick with him. My number's 6, 2, 10 and 4.
Righto, Darren Flindell likes number 6 to beat 12, 2 and 10. 6, 12, 2 and 10 in race number 2. Race 3 is, we get into the 2-year-olds now. Every race so vital for prize money.
Yeah, and just quickly back to the first Sprite, $3.20 into $3 now.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting change there in race number 1. Yeah, but the Astus Australia Riesling Stakes. If you're drinking the wine, it's Riesling. If you're looking at the horse, it's Riesling. And Ronnie, what do we say each year when the Riesling Stakes comes around?
Laurie?
Laurie Billet,
no,
yes. Laurie. Good morning to Laurie.
he hesitated.
I nearly said Cliffy.
No, Cliffy got last week with Sweet Embrace, but Loz, good morning up there in Newcastle. I'll be getting ready.
I watched Winks down here at the 300 last Saturday, and a bloke walked up to me and said, I heard you with Cliffy, mentioned Cliff this morning. How is he? How is he
going on? He's going good, Clifford James Clare. Stephen and Robin, Cliffy's kids, were very impressed with the rap he got last week. Actually, Stephen sent a photo in to the Sunday Telegraph of Cliffy as a 16-year-old apprentice, I think, in about 1940-something, riding at Kembla. Mm. And it was in the paper the next morning in the Sunday Telegraph. So good on you, Stephen, and good on you, CJ. But no, today's Laurie Billet's day there, so Ray and Laurie will be up there getting ready. So Jock, buy him a drink or do something. You know, be the only person in the history of the world Jock Ologley buys a drink for. Righto, let's have a look at the Riesling Stakes here, where we've got Exhilarates as the $3.10 favourite. Anaheed at $4.20 on the backup from last Saturday. Vincere Valare, speaking of Newcastle, that bred by Hilton Cope and others, it's a $5.50 chance. Tenley at $3.70. Belitza is a $23 pop. Reddy's Girl Scratch, no deduction. Bright Rubik, 81. Classic Gown with the winkers on at $81. Get Hitched at $31. And Way Up in the Sky is an $8.50 chance. Not bad, this race. Exhilarates the most popular runner, but it did get into as short as 290. It's been 290 to 310 over the last 48 hours. It's the most popular runner in front of Tenley, who's 380 to 370. And then Way Up in the Sky, its third pick. They're the three standouts here. They're clearly ahead of the rest of them in race number 3.
Tony Gommon said we can either lead or sit outside a horse with Vince Valare. Who could that other horse be?
I'd say Belitza from the inside. They want to kick up and utilise that draw. Anaheed on the quick backup, and Way Up in the Sky can also be prominent. Vincere Valare, imagine she can get across if they want to, but I guess they'll have to be a bit urgent early if the others begin well. So I reckon every horse gets their chance here.
Yeah, I think so. It's an interesting race. I'm with the first starter here, Way Up in the Sky. Look, I know she finds a competitive race at a debut, but she looks so switched on. I don't think there was any negatives from Peter this morning. He seems to like her a lot. He said she's a little horse, but she's got a lovely big stride. And I've locked into her anyway. I think she maps well, and I just love the trials. Tenley's got race performance on the board. Savage the Line winning the Piero Plate. Karen Leaves by his own doing. So that's very interesting, I would have thought. I suppose it's pretty hard to leave a Magic Millions winner, but still, Tenley, I thought was very... I'm keen to have another look at her. If she can reproduce that, she is a slipper chance.
There's been some that have been slightly negative about the Magic Millions form.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
Yeah, you were just querying the times. What about you, Simon? You know, the similar distance races on the same day and the two-year-olds running significantly slower time.
Yeah, I think it was a bit of a knock. I suppose the thing with the two-year-olds is what is the good form at the moment? Because I don't really think the Blue Diamond was much chop as well. So it's sort of, she gets left standing there now. And we'll know after this weekend, all of them are lining up.
Yeah, you get 1, 2, 3, where 1 and 2 go round today and Hightail goes round tomorrow. So, we'll know a lot more with the Magic Millions after this weekend.
Yeah, I'm no rep on the Magic Millions form, but still, has any filly put their hand up and run time? That question's going to be answered today. I thought Tenley was the danger. I'm respecting the Queenslander here. She's got style. Vincere Valera and Tony speaks highly of her, saying, she's better than the colt he bought here. And Anna Hee, what can you do? She's third up off a Group 2 win, peaking at the right time, and she'll give a good sprint again. I'm on here 10-4, 3-2.
Yeah, with Tenley, it's interesting. Obviously, he and Kieran McAvoy would agree, Ronnie, hard to jump off the Magic Millions winner. But I think she's pretty smart, this filly, and she just sets up better than a stablemate Exhilarate. So from that draw, I'm hoping she can be a bit more prominent. But as mentioned, I think there's good enough speed to give her a chance to work home into the finish. Not too concerned by the form coming out of her last start. The way she won the race suggests she's certainly well above it. So I want to be with her. I think the danger is Exhilarate. It's just not an easy thing. 56 days between runs are generally very hard for horses off that day break to be, especially when they're heading towards a slipper with her. I imagine this could be a bit of a pipe opener where Tenley's got a win away in. So that's why I swing the way of Tenley. Number 2, Anna Heed, how do you knock her? Sets up well on the quick backup. She's going to run well again on speed. And number 3, Vincere Valare, a bit of a step up from a ratings perspective, she's unbeaten and no reason to think she can't make the jump. So really interesting race. No knock on the first start. I just want to stick with those who have shown it on racetrack already. My numbers 4, 1, 2 and 3.
4 as well for race caller Darren Flindell Tenley to be 10-1-3. 4-10-1-3 for Darren in race 3. We'll take a break on Racing HQ. Then we'll be back to look at the other featured two-year-old race of the day, the Todman.
Race the best with the best. Dynamic Syndications invites you to join the people's trainer, Richard Freeman, in a magnificent colt by Scissor Kick. Arrowfield's outstanding racehorse, now exciting new sire. Our colts from Missbacks, a jewel-winning three-quarter sister to 4 stakes winners, including Accomplice and Given. Join our Dynamic Richard Freeman team in this classic colt. For info, visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3360808.
Nova Employment has been matching businesses to staff with ability for over 28 years and have an unbeatable track record of success. Nova can assist businesses of all sizes.
I'm Susie from Extend Bar in Parramatta. Nova Employment has matched our vacancy with an employee who has excellent work ethic and great attention to detail. I'd recommend other employers focus on ability.
Recruiting? Choose Nova Employment, Sydney's premier disability employment service. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Rise up for the 2019 Longines Golden Slipper Carnival this March at Rosehill Gardens. Enjoy 3 spectacular Saturdays of entertainment, award-winning hospitality and world-class racing, including the 63rd running of the Longines Golden Slipper, the world's richest race for two-year-olds on Australia's biggest day of Group 1 racing. With tickets from just $17, rise up for the Longines Golden Slipper Carnival. For details and to book, visit theraces.com.au.
When it's time to grow your small business, a loan from OnDeck can get you on your way. OnDeck Group are the small business loan specialists with over $10 billion US dollars already lent to 80,000 small businesses globally. OnDeck, say yes to small business. The application can be completed in minutes, approved in hours, and you could have the funds in your account as early as the next business day. So if it's time to grow your small business, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
It is Racing HQ coming from Randwick. All the staff are in, setting up day for Randwick Guineas Day. The action beginning at 12:30. Now, boys, I just need a little bit of assistance with this along the way, if you can, please.
If it's the same ad you read before, you need a whole lot of assistance.
Yeah, no, that's
no, no help, no help, no help.
On it. Here we go. South America, famous for its culture, passion for food, and the thoroughbred. That's right, racing like you've never seen it, South American style. Not only will you be trackside at the famous courses of Argentina and Brazil, but you'll also be staying and overlooking the famous
Copacabana.
It's a great beach. And you have the chance.
You always pass off the hard ones to someone.
And you have the chance to marvel at the beauty of the
Iguazu Falls
and enjoy exclusive access to
Copacabana.
Chile. Most prestigious studs and wineries. Every detail will be looked after by Ambassador Travel.
Good morning, Peter Harney.
Yep, they leave May 17. The tour's closing off soon with a few seats left, so seize the moment. Give them a call, Ambassador Travel, 1-800-777-989, or log on to ambassadortravel.com.au. That number, 1-800-777-989.
You should charge more for these live
I'm sorry, Simon, to leave you out there. There goes Adrian Bott.
You love the name drop. Oh, there's Adrian.
Well,
there's
I like to tell our people.
Do you know
what's
who used
happening?
To live at Copacabana?
No.
Ray Conroy.
Did he?
Ray Conroy.
The famous race caller.
Ray Conroy had a house at Copacabana, which is up on the Central Coast here. Which is different to the one in South America, of course.
No, I understand.
They probably wear larger costumes at the Copacabana up there at the Central Coast than they wear in South America.
Time is on the wing. So let's move to the Todman Stakes. This is the last opportunity for something.
Of the bonus bet situation today, of course, is races 1-4 here at Randwick, also at Flemington and Eagle Farm. So if your horse runs second or third, you'll qualify for a bonus bet of up to $50 utilising your TAB account. So the fourth here, the Uni of New South Wales, just over the way there. The Todman Stakes, and we start with Dubious, who's a $5.50 chance. Time to Rain, $2.60 in favourite. Mm. Strasbourg with the shades on today. The blinkers go on at $13. Yes, yes, yes at $4.20. Bivouac is a $10 pop. McLaren came out this morning, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Rome out yesterday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place. They're both off to the Black Opal meeting tomorrow at Canberra. Spring Loaded at $13. Bellevue Hill runs here today at $6.50. War Baron with the blinkers on at $81. And Gin Runner, it'll making its debut tomorrow in the Black Opal, is a scratching no deduction. Time to Rain here, just under a third of the total investment. Did go up as much as $5 all in on Monday. $3.60 final field, $3.20 into $2.60. Second pick is Yes, Yes, Yes. There was a big bet on it yesterday in a slipper, I think 6,000 by 4,000 at $11 or around about that.
Yep.
And third pick is Bellevue Hill.
The pace in the Todman?
Bellevue Hill looks to lead now with McLaren obviously coming out. Dubious and Time to Rain kick up from their inside draw. So I think when McLaren come out, it certainly takes a bit of speed. And Bellevue Hill, I'd imagine, will have no issue finding the front.
Doesn't look a fast race, does it? And, you know, Time to Rain's got to come out of a fast race and off a soft seven, do a potential slowly run race, a steadily run race, on a drier track. So he's got a few little obstacles there that he has to just answer that question again. Look, I'm with Strasbourg at the odds here. He's a horse I've always liked. He's a strong colt. I'm expecting he eats up 1,200 metres here. I would have preferred a little bit more pressure up front, but I just think at the price, I'm with him. Listening to Peter this morning, he seems to think he's more of a 1,400 metre horse, but who knows? Nice and fresh. Four, yes, yes, yes. He's probably going to be ridden conservatively with that wide draw as well, but still, there's only eight runners now. Two, Time to Rain, no knock at all. He's very, you know, he keeps firming every time I look, and he has put on up the best performance of the season so far in the Silver Slipper. Just has to bring that back to a dry here, and like I said, in a different style of race, but no reason he won't. And best of the rest is this horse, Spring Loaded. He's similar to Strasbourg. He may just come into his own when he gets to that 1400 mile, but keep an eye on him. He's a lovely colt. 3, 4, 2, 8.
We talked about what is good form for two-year-olds, and as you touched on, Ronnie, Time to Rain's put up the best performance we've seen this season in the Silver Slipper. I have to take it onto the dry track, but no real concern for me. If he repeats and something is to beat him today, well, there's your new slipper favourite. But hard to side away from Time to Rain if he can hold his form. I think the danger is number 5, Bivouac. Obviously toyed with Time to Rain last start in the Darley Lonro Prate on a heavy track, and Time to Rain obviously didn't show up on that occasion, but since given a soft trial, and he's only lightly raced, surprised he's so far out in the market, to be honest. So I think Bivouac is a big danger today. Number 3, Strasbourg, big watch fresh. The fact Team Snowden scratched the 2 other runners to go to Canberra suggests they're fairly confident he's going to run a big race. Number 8, Spring Loaded. I thought he did a pretty good job on debut. He looks more of a size horse, but wouldn't be surprised to see him measure up. Left out both Dubious and Yes, Yes, Yes. They wore blinkers in their most recent trial, and they don't wear them today. So suggests they're leaving a bit up the sleeve for the races going forward. And I think the others are more screwed down to be winning today. So that's the way. That's why I've left them out. But my numbers 2, 5, 3, and 8. Now, Time to Rain could be a firm favourite for the slipper after this.
Darren Flindell has been impressed by Bellevue Hill. He puts it on top here, the 9, to be 2, 3, and 1. 9, 2, 3, and 1 for Darren in race 4, the Todman. That of, as of course, as Glenn has mentioned, that's the first 4 races here at Randwick, Flemington and Eagle Farm for your bonus bet if your horse runs 2nd or 3rd. And it's the first leg of today's Big 6 with a projected pool of around 200,000. That's race 4. We get into the challenge now, race 5.
Yeah, the Highland Race colours here, the Wait for Age event over 1,000 metres, and Red Zell, the Everest champion, is back, and he is a $1.60 favourite. Ball of Muscles at 10, Jungle Edge at 17, Kaepernick at 21, Viridine back as a gelding at $11, Jonker, the Jewel Acceptor running earlier, it scratched on Wednesday, 3 cents a win and 3 cents a place, and the Golden Slipper winner, Esther Jarp, is a $3.80 chance. It's all about Red Zell here. He's easily the best supported runner, and not a great deal between Esther Jarp and Ball of Muscle, but a long way away from Red Zell.
It's find it hard to get them across Ball of Muscle here from barrier 1.
Yeah, he kicks up and I'd imagine holds the lead. Now, the interesting thing to see, Esther Jarp's a really fast filly out of the gates. I actually had Red Zell tracking her, but everyone else seems to have Red Zell landing outside the lead and she's stalking. So she might just get Red Zell to do a bit of work to cross her, but she looks to get the run of the race on the mat.
I thought she just looked the map horse of the day, but whether she can beat such a champion sprinter as Red Zell is about, that question's about to be answered. But it's hard to get away from, for me, it's hard to get away from Red Zell here. His record speaks for itself. It is a bit tricky for him. That's the only little thing to stop you from saying, oh, it'll just win. Because he's that sort of price, $1.60, you need a little bit more going for you. Because this Esther Jarp was terrific first up, and then she was great in that trial, and she just breezes behind these 3 go-forward horses, I think, and has last little say. 5, Viridine. I must say, he's got a lot of convictions, but I thought that now that he's gelded, maybe, just maybe, he might do something this preparation. His trial was nice. And Ball of Muscle off the obviously that bleeding attack, but he resumes off a Scalacci win, and he won the shorts. You know, he doesn't get the credit he deserves. He's a rising 9-year-old, but the way he's trialled, you wouldn't think so. 1752.
You're hard to get away from Red Zell, the champ. It's funny, he mixed his form last time in 2 performances, the Concord and obviously the Everest are very good, but his 2 performances either side of that. Sees Esther Jarp as a big chance of knocking him off if that's the performance he turns out, but given his recent trial, he looks as good as ever. He goes like dynamite first up. His last 6 runs for Team Snowden have been enormous, so I think he lands outside the lead or possibly tracks Esther Jarp. I'm not too sure how that plays out, but looks a good race for him. He obviously clearly the one to beat on best form at Wait for Age. I think the danger obviously is Esther Jarp. If she stalks Red Zell, she'll get a chance. The one concern for me is 3-year-olds have struggled against the older horses at Wait for Age. Today is certainly not an easy task for her. But if she is to get close to Red Zell or in fact beat him this afternoon, gee, she's going to be hard to beat in the Galaxy in 2 weeks' time. I think if you shop around, $13 is around the best price you can get about her in that race. I'll be taking it. I've taken it. I'll be taking it before today as well. I think she's going to be very hard to beat in 2 weeks. Number two, Ball of Muscle can stick on from the inside draw. And of the rest, number five, Berrettine back at Gelding can run on. But Redzel hard to beat. Numbers one, seven, two and five.
Darren Flindell goes Redzel as well, number one, to beat 4, 7 and 2. 1, 4, 7 and 2 for Darren in the challenge. We get to the group ones now, and this is the Canterbury League Club. Now, it's a bit tricky here. You say to yourself Canterbury Leagues Club. We say Leagues Club, but it's actually Canterbury League Club, singular. Because
there's only one of them, is there?
Well, I don't know.
Since when?
Well, that's on their website, because we had this discussion on Thursday night as we were preparing for, you know, all the things we do at Sky, and we actually went to the website, and on the website it says Canterbury League Club. So it looks a bit strange.
But you look at the form guide and it says League Club too.
Yeah, but we said I'm going to the Leagues Club.
Yeah,
that's
always.
It's in the vernacular here. That's what we used to say. I'm going to the Leagues Club, but now it's League Club. So this is a new market with the scratching of Phil Swift this morning. So we're down to the seven runners, so if you'll see different item numbers and different here. But in the Canterbury League Club stakes here, 1,300 metres, Trapeze Artist is the $3 favourite. Pirata at $4. Kementari with the blinkers back on at $4. Fell Swoop is out, the deduction 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. Shoals at $6. Prompt Response at $34. Cool Passion at $31. And Brutal is an $8 chance. So I've got to go back to the old market here to tell you what was the best supported runner. Mm-hmm. And in that, it was Shoals, easily. Roughly a third of the total investment on Shoals in front of Pirata, then Kementari, then Brutal, and Trapeze Artist is a fair way away in, one, two, three, four, fifth spot.
Gee, okay. Yeah. That'll be interesting through the day if it changes. Who takes it up here?
Well, Adfell Swoop is the clear leader, and I had Tricky Matt written down as well. So with him out, I'd imagine the way Trapeze Artist has been trialling, they're going to take it up today. I think Brutal will be a better horse with a sit, or they'll want to take a sit with him. He won't be far away from that draw. Cool Passion presses forward. And now with Fell Swoop coming out, I think Pirata just tracks Trapeze Artist across, and possibly he'll be fairly forward in the race, I'd imagine, Pirata.
Yeah, it all depends on the start with him, I suppose. This is I think everyone agreed Fell Swoop. Swoop probably looked the leader. Now it's a bit tactical. I actually had Brutal leading. Two times he led, he won. So I don't know. But Pirata, Tommy might make a decision. Trapeze Artist, Blake might make a decision. Prompt Response is fresh. Cool Passion will be forward because she's fit. Anyway, we'll just leave that the boys there. I am with Pirata. Want to just lay the eye over him, but Greg seemed pretty happy this morning. He said you'll find he looks well. Just slow out in that trial. I don't think it was any guide at all, and I don't want to begrudge him that trial because he's a racehorse. His record speaks for itself. Trapeze Artist is the danger. He's looked very sharp in that trial since that defeat on a soft seven in the expressway. Obviously well fancied to bounce back here. Kementari, wow, they're oozing confidence, Godolphin, aren't they? Just listening to James this morning, he's glowing. He's glowing. He'll be back. He was, wasn't he? Yeah, he was up about him. He was right up. And look, this filly, Shoals.
He said on Thursday night, I know people say he hasn't run a race for 12 months, but his Sydney form is 9 starts for 4 wins, a second, a fourth to Winks, a fourth in the run to the Rose, and one bad run, which was the Doncaster. So
it was a messy prep too, because they didn't know if they were going to the Everest.
He's only 2 starts in blinkers, where he's 2 runs before he went from a spell in the Manicata, where he should have won, and the VRC Classic, where he should have been in the finish. So it's hard to,
give him the total knock.
Yeah.
And Shoals, fair dinkum, well, she did start favourite in the Everest, and she's had 3 jump outs to prepare for this. And I'm still thinking this 3-year-old is a little bit dangerous here, Brutal. 2-1-3-5, a terrific contest, a hard race to get confident about.
Yeah, with you with Pirata, Ronnie. I think he's got the edge on the other two, the 2 4-year-olds, the entires, I should say, Trapeze Artist and Kementari. Obviously, they all met in the Randwick Guineas last year. Kementari had the wood on them since, but Pirata's put up better form in the 12 months since. Obviously, very impressive in the Sydney Stakes, and I thought he ran well in the VRC Sprint Classic. The one trial in the lead-up is a slight knock, but then listening to Greg this morning, no concerns. He's very happy with him. He's going to look good in the yard. And obviously interesting to hear what you and Lizzie think coming to the race, especially with these all first up, or Kemantari coming up from Melbourne, and Trapeze second up. So I want to be with Pirata. I think he's just the better horse at this stage. I think the danger is number 5, Shoals. As you touched on, Ronnie, S-speed favourite in the Everest, and she's been well set up for this. They didn't run in the Newmarket. They come here, she flies at Randwick. Trapeze Artist, he is none from 4 second up. I know they've tried to change that, or it's a different scenario for him with 35 days and 2 impressive trials, but it's still a knock for me. I want to see him come out and do it before I could back him. And number 3, Kemantari, if I'm being honest, I gave him life after his first up run. I thought he had every possible in the oar. And he's 9-0 since the Guineas, and just from a rating perspective, he ran 125 in the Guineas, and he's only ran in the 120 or above twice since. So 7 runs away from that's been well below what he needs to run to be winning today. So I've got him in the quaddy, but I've got to be against Kemantari today.
You're his cheerleader, aren't you?
I am, Ronnie, I am. I know, you know they say, you let me down. I've been in his corner all the way. I can't believe he didn't get past Manuel. I thought that was really disappointing for mine, so...
Special
he's probably
going
to come out and bolt in today, isn't he, Ron?
Yeah, once you do it. Anyway, you're going 2, 5, 1, and 3.
Yep, spot on.
Simon Donopoulos' thoughts there, and I just go back to my notes from Tony McAvoy on Cool Passion. Got held up too long last start, so it will be interesting to see what he does in this race.
And it's a, you know, it's 1300, so it's not a savage run to the first corner either. You know,
we got a break.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Darren Flindell's 2, 1, 3, and 8. 2, 1, 3, and 8. A break, and then we'll look at the big Group 1, the Randwick Guineas.
Hi, the People's Trainer here. As soon as I saw this Kermadec filly at the Magic Million sale, I had to train her. She's a beauty. So Hart Thoroughbreds bought her, and we want you to join us to race her. By first season sire Kermadec, out of a mare who throws winners, she's every chance to be a success. Her half-brother Snippets Land won $700,000. So check her out and other yearlings at hartthoroughbreds.com. That's hartthoroughbreds.com. We love our horses, and we would love you to jump aboard.
AFSL 288. It's as much a part of the autumn as the Derby and the Doncaster. The annual Racing Fraternity Mass brings all sections of the racing industry together. Everyone is welcome to attend the Mass in the Royal Randwick Ballroom, Randwick Racecourse at 11 a.m. Sunday, March 17.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions, solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
Tabs, who are you backing? Where we disguise an ad as a game show for punters. Ready, Tony?
Yeah, I guess.
This Saturday, if your horse runs second or third in races 1-4 at Flemington, Randwick and Eagle Farm, does Tab give you back a bonus bet up to $50?
This is an ad, right?
Spot on! Races 1-4 at Flemington, Randwick and Eagle Farm. Well played. Who are you backing? Tab. Excludes SANWA residents. Tab account fixed odds, win bets only. TNC's at website. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help at 1-800-858-858.
TK and Lyle's from the Big Sports Breakfast. We want you to weigh in on the discussion.
Visit our Big Sports Breakfast Facebook and Twitter page every Thursday and Sunday from 3 p.m. and vote from a list of trending sport and racing topics.
The ball's in your court.
Racing HQ is brought to you by Tab. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Racing HQ, Sky Thoroughbred Central, Sky Sports Radio. 3 races to come, but Greg Radley invites you to join one of the most exciting trips on the international racing calendar, the Kentucky Derby Tour. Last year, the tour was there, and they saw Triple Crown justify the salute. Who will win it this year? That's what it says.
Talk about a cash note.
It says who will win it this time.
We're running out of time, Andrew.
Down in front of you.
Yeah, I know, but I can ad lib. The tour will take in racing in LA, the Stud Farms of Lexington, the Derby of Churchill Downs, and finishing in the country music capital of Nashville. The tour's closing soon. There's only a few seats left. Give Peter...
Carney. A call at Ambassador Travel. The number is 1-800-777-989 or visit ambassadortravel.com.au. No wonder he went to Tamworth the other day, Radley, was to get ready for going to Nashville.
Nashville, yeah. Tennessee.
Yeah, going to Hoedown and
he
everything.
He's going to Kentucky, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Once you get a good gig, you don't give it away.
I think he should actually go for longer because I'm going to replace him as host.
Oh, please.
On Thoroughbred Weekly, which will now be a three-hour show.
We'll have to get a new opening for you.
All right, let's get cracking. Three to go, and the big one is next.
Yes, the Moston Copper. I apologise for last year. I think I called it the Moston Cooper, but it's Moston Copper Randwick Guineas over the 1,600 metres. And the Autumn Sun is a $1.55 chance. Madison County at 19. Vega Days at 11. Arameo at 26. Diplomatico with a tongue tie on at 21. Purple Sector at 26. Nikita Jane is a $5 pop. Fundamentalist at 17 and Miss Fabulous is at $34. Well, it's one-way truck here for the Autumn Sun, although I reckon they're happy to let you on because he got to as much as 165, was into 150, goes back to 155 this morning, and in the same period of time, Nikita Jane got a twist in from 6 to 5.
Mm. Okay. We'll take us through the pace first up with the fillies here as well, Simon.
Yeah, so you'd imagine Fundamentalist drawn inside Vega Days. They look your lead duo. Interesting to see if Vega Days pushes over and crosses. I'm not too sure. Diplomatico can kick up from the inside draw. The Autumn Sun, I'd imagine, be more prominent up to a mile. Nikita Jane's the big question mark for me, Ron, what they do from out there. Because if they go right back, obviously your chances of beating the Autumn Sun are shot. So yeah. Do you think they go forward or...?
I don't know. I agree. The map is only nine runners, but it's a bit tricky for Nikita Jane. I think they can't completely go back. Like, I don't think they can come from behind the Autumn Sun, put it that way. Mm. In saying that, I don't think I can get them that far apart in the market. I'm not disrespecting the Autumn Sun, but he's second up with grand finals to come, where this filly is third up, off two wins, off a Group 1 win on a backup. I just think each way hers might be a little bit safer than straight out the Autumn Sun. That's just the opinion for today for me. Five Diplomatico is the long shot that can stick his head in the frame here. And three Vega Days, what you see is what you get. Seven from one, five and three.
Yeah, with the Autumn Sun here, obviously he did a really good job to win the Hobartville. All reports he'll be better on top of the ground, out to a mile, second up. I think he settles ahead of Nikita Jane in running, and I thought she was the only danger of beating the Autumn Sun in this race, and the way the map's played out, if she is to settle behind him, I don't think she can gun him down. So the Autumn Sun firmly on top. Nikita Jane is the danger. She wasn't entitled to win that surround. Her performance, although only a narrow margin, she's very, very, very smart. So interesting to see how she does shape up. Probably have her as the third best filly at this stage, Mystic Journey and Arcadia Queen. But the fillies look to have the knock on the boys, and if she can topple the Autumn Sun, very interesting to see where they go to after Saturday. Number three, Vega Days, will be on speed and in it for a long way. And number eight, Fundamentalist, similar to Vega Days, she'll be right there. But keen on the Autumn Sun, numbers one, seven, three and eight.
Yeah, Darren Flindell likes the Autumn Sun as well. Number one to beat 3, 5 and 7. 1, 3, 5 and 7. But the fillies, they certainly add something to it, and they've added something to the marketplace too. Rather than having just a... I know the Autumn Sun's still relatively short, but they are backing others now, aren't they?
Well, and the other thing is, you know, it would be once again a very, very pedestrian run race if you had the same horses basically that took on the Autumn Sun the other day. You know, Nikita Jane, she's been forward with inside draws and back with wider draws, but she didn't jump all that spectacular the other day and they pulled up very quickly. I still think she's got speed to be front half rather than just jag back to be back half.
And Josh is, you know, he's gonna be feeling a bit ill there. 54.5 today. I don't recall him riding that. So hopefully he's okay and makes the weight nicely. I must say these fillies, you know, when you think about these fillies, we've had Arcadia Queen being dominant in Perth. We've had this Tasmanian filly, Mystic Journey, destroying the colts and girlies in the Guineas. We had Maid of Heaven in the spring, beat them up in the Champion Stakes. That's a bit of a theory I'm taking as well. These good fillies are...
They're high class.
Yeah, they're... Mm.
That's the Randwick Guineas to be run at 4:20 this afternoon. The second last at 5.
Yes, this is the Teed Up Golf Tours. That'd be magnificent, wouldn't it? Teed Up Golf Tours. And the aspiration quality here over 1,600 metres, where Lover Lover is a $9 chance. Natoya at $8.50. significant price change this morning, all too soon. $3.90 now.
Wow.
Clear favourite. Was $4.20 earlier. Caravali's at 34. Girl Tuesday with a tongue tie on at 9. Harmattan 8. Luskin Tire Lass $4.80. Ocean X for Mick Price, we heard him earlier, at $5.50. Extreme Bliss at 23. I Like It Easy out yesterday, 4 cents a win and 4 cents a place. Another significant price change from last night. Royal Stamp now 34. I wrote down 71 last night. And 81 earlier in the week. And Eugene's Pick is a $26 chance. Most popular runner here is All Too Soon, in front of Ocean X, then Lover Lover and the Toya.
Has it been support with All Too Soon?
Yeah, well, it's the most popular run. It's exactly one third of the total investment on the race, and there has been money for it so far this morning.
The pace and the aspiration?
Yeah, only moderate to my eye. Luskin Tire Lass looks your leader. Eugene's Pick, I'd imagine, goes forward, sits outside. All Too Soon looks to get in the gun run, really, just behind the speed, as long as she begins well, and Harmattan shouldn't be too far away.
I was thinking Luskin Tire Lass with a 42-day break was a risk in this race with I Like It Easy in it. But now that she gets complete control here, I would have thought, with Eugene's picking her outside. In saying that, I want to back the top two horses under this weight scale, Lover Lover and Natoya. I'll tip Lover Lover on top here. I thought she did enough first up, and she looked well in the yard. So, yeah, I'll be with her. I think she can beat Natoya, who's on a backup and run well in this race last year. Eight, Ocean X would have liked a bit more of a push from Mick, so maybe this is just the run she has before the stepping up in distance. And All Too Soon, obviously, very well fancied, and I can understand why. She was good first up and definitely in the mix here. 1, 2, 8, and 3.
Found it a really tricky day to stamp one away from the obvious, but All Too Soon, best bet of the day for me. She went enormous first up, her best performance to date from a ratings perspective, and given what she did first to second up last preparation, if she can follow a similar form profile, she's going to be very hard to beat. And I was even more confident after doing the map. She looks to get into a lovely spot for Tim Clark, just stalking the speed. So out to a mile, I think she's going to be extremely hard to beat this afternoon. Number 8, Ocean X, had as the original danger till I heard Mick Price this morning, but she's a pretty talented filly. They're looking at the Vinery, so she'd want to perform well here to warrant going that way. But interesting to hear how she hasn't really got on a Sydney leg, but I think she could be a big drifter in the market as a result, but she's got the talent. Number 7, Luskin Tire Lass, obviously comes here fresh. Not an easy scenario, but as Ron touched on, gets all the favours on speed. And of the rest, number 1, Lover Lover. Well treated at the weights here. The one question mark for me is with Lover Lover and Notorious, just whether they're getting any better. Whereas there are a few, I think, All Too Soon, and Ocean X and Luskin Tire Lass are trending the right way. That's why I went their way. But I think All Too Soon, if she's going to get the right run, certainly looks hard to beat. My numbers 3, 8, 7, and 1.
Darren Flindell goes with Wendy Roach's runner Natoya, number 2 on top, to beat 1, 3, and 7. 2, 1, 3, and 7 for Darren in the aspiration. Randwick Guineas Day wraps up with the Randwick City Stakes, sponsored by Luxury Network at 20 minutes to 6.
Sounds like your life, Andrew, the Luxury Network. Let's have a look at the market here, where we start with the Big Duke. And he is a $6.50 chance. Jemay at $7. One Foot in Heaven at $8.50. Ouvray. What about that ad we had on before?
Well, that was a radio ad that we played in the previous ad break, so I mentioned him because TV didn't get it. But it was the trainer.
The trainer of Ouvray.
He writes his own script.
He's the people's horse and was coined as being the people's trainer. Well, now he refers to himself in the third person as the people's trainer. Not, hello, I'm Richard Freeman. People's trainer here. I've got this lovely fair dinkum.
Well, you're just filthy.
Royalties.
Exactly.
Andrew, you still got something to do with this station. You know,
a little bit.
I'd give you one piece of advice. Get the money up front. I reckon the 30-second ad will go a minute.
Yeah.
And then the settling will be a little bit light.
90 days.
I'm tipping the cost of the ad won't come from the trainer, but poor old Neil Breen and Art Thoroughbreds there. There'll be an extra rug and a trip to the beach and a few other things. So we're up to Ouvray, who is the people's horse for the people's trainer, and it's a $16 chance. Castedon at $5.50. Morton's Fork, he'll run tomorrow at Canberra. Came out this morning, 10 cents a win and 10 cents a place. High Am at $4.60 and favourite. Age of Fire out this morning, 8 cents a win and 8 cents a place. Emperor's Ways at seven. Now, Glenn Schofield ride a half over here at 54. Chereau, Karen McAvoy to ride a half over at 53.5. It's a $13 chance. High Bridge at 13. Domed out this morning. It'll run at Canberra, 2 cents a win and 2 cents a place. More Energy, I think it's in at Canberra as well. No deduction. Plymouth Road, Hippo will ride one over at 54. It's a $34 chance. Pilato, one over Jason Collett at 34. Curata Princess, 34 as well. Most popular runner here is Emperor's Way, and already this morning, 9.50 into 7 in front of Jemay. And third pick now, with Morton's Fork out, becomes Big Duke.
Pace here?
Nothing, Andrew. Higham looks likely to leave, and then listening to Mick Price this morning, not a glowing endorsement for her, but yeah, Age of Fire going forward, it's out. So, Ronnie, help?
Yeah, no help. Higham, I think she's very sluggish, so you have to be aggressive from an inside draw to take up that lead. So, I got no idea here. Emperor's Way maps well, that's all I know. I'm gambling on Casterton here. I just thought he wasn't ready for that brutally run race first up, but he'd travel like the winner in the run, so I think he's going to come out of the other side of that race with a good improvement here. He's a teasing horse, 1 foot in heaven. He hasn't won in Australia, but I thought he did enough first up. And there's a chance he might want further, though. Seven Higham, I just put her in because of that angle. Would have liked a bit more push from Mick. He said wet tracker. That's all he said, wet tracker. And Emperor's Way, well, he's got the profile. Fourth up, barrier one, loves Randwick. You'd have to warm to him. Looks fancy, Jemay, doesn't it? They just keep chipping away at it. So look for improved from Jemay here, the Melbourne horse. And Chereau, Chris is, every time I read Chris talk about this horse, he's upbeat about it. 5.379, I got no idea, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, if you're looking to blast out in the last, all the best to you. 1 to 11 in the quaddie for me. This is close to a field job. I just would scratch out the bottom three, but I've got Higham on top. But yeah, Mick Price fills me with no confidence. Casterton can improve second up. 1 foot in heaven, good run first up, can improve sharply to 2,000. And number 10, Chereau, just on spec. But, yeah, no idea. 7, 5, 3, 10.
Darren Flindell goes the 7 as well. I wonder if he heard the interview. To beat 3, 9 and 5. 7, 3, 9 and 5 in the last. Simon, your best?
Yeah, race 8, number 3, all too soon, Andrew. I think she can follow a similar form profile second up. She's going to be very hard to beat.
Race 8, number 3. Have a good day, mate. We'll see you here later.
Yeah, look forward to it. Cheers.
Simon Dinopoulos, your best up?
It's one of them days I can't line up one of these horses in the mug. I just think each way the 2 2-year-olds, way up in the sky, race 3, number 10, and race 4, number 3, Strasbourg. Hopefully one of them can sneak home for us.
And don't forget, it is the day where the Randwick Guineas is being run, and our sponsor here, in fact, helped build the race day stalls.
Yeah, Mostyn Copper, they're the group there that helped build the race day stalls here, which now has the car park on top of it.
On top of it, yeah.
You know, Ronnie doesn't park in the car park there anymore because he had to pay the first day.
They made me take
don't worry about Mostyn Copper.
$40 at the time I get out.
Ronnie called the coppers when he had to pay to get out of the car park.
We welcome them. They've been here for a couple of years now. Hey, Duff, have a good day.
I will, Andrew.
Good on you. Ron Duffacy there. And, well, we look forward to keeping you right up to date through the morning into the afternoon for Randwick Guineas Day.
Your complete Brisbane preview comes up at 9.30.
Business is booming, but we can't grow any more until we can afford to hire more staff.
When you're ready to grow your business, you should call OnDeck, the small business loan specialists. OnDeck Group has lent over $10 billion US dollars to over 80,000 small businesses globally. Get approval in hours and funds in your account as early as the next business day. At OnDeck, we say yes to small business. So for a loan to help you hire more employees, apply now at ondeck.com.au. All loans are subject to lender approval.
Do you know what a doppelganger is? Well, look at a picture of champion Saya Schwarzier side by side with our yearling filly, and that's a doppelganger. She's a dead ringer for Dad, and we want you to join us at Heart Thoroughbreds to race her. Her mum wasn't bad either, nor were her winning siblings. She's bred to be a speed machine. She's so promising, the breeder stayed in the ownership. Check her out at hearttthoroughbreds.com. That's hearttthoroughbreds.com. We love our horses. AR AFSL 288213.
So, who are you backing in the next?
Well, I like this one at the distance, but...
Tabs
got you covered for the country and provincial championship qualifiers. Place a fixed odds win bet on any qualifier this weekend, and if your horse runs second or third, get a bonus bet back up to $50.
We're on here, boys. Lock it in.
So, who are you backing? TAB. Download the app today. Exclude SA and WA residents. TAB account bets only. T's and C's at tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help 1-800-858-858.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
The Interstate Form Preview is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Just gone 9 o'clock, Sky Sports Radio with you for the preview of the Interstates and, of course, the Provincial Championship Qualifier to be run at Newcastle at 5.24 this afternoon. That preview to occur at about 9:45. And don't forget, the TAB bonus bet offers races 1 to 4 here at Randwick, as well as Flemington and Eagle Farm. If your horse runs second or third, you get that bonus bet back to $50, so that's races 1 to 4. There's also those retail bonus bet offers. Glenn Munsey from TAB is still with us. The retail offers that people can click on their apps.
Yeah, we call it in-venue, Andrew. So if you're in a venue there or even here at the races, click in or opt in, it's classified as, via the TAB app, and you'll get some additional specials there or bonus bet offers or from TAB.
Yeah, and we should mention there's also the bonus bet offers tomorrow at Canberra on the Black Opal and Adelaide. It's Adelaide Cup Day on Monday, so the bonus bet offers there as well. And the Randwick jackpot today is the Big Six, beginning with race four, getting to around 200,000. If you've got a Super TAB account, because we're about to preview Flemington, their quaddie is projected to get to 3 million today for the new market and the Australian Cup Day down there.
And we'll have a meeting at Hawkesbury on Monday to coincide with the Adelaide Cup meeting.
Exactly. Righto, for Flemington, a fine day down there. Good four in the rail at 4 metres. Race one, takeout number 11. Race two, 5, 6 and 9. The third, 5 and 12. Race four, number 11. Race 5, 4 and 5. Race six, number 7. Races 7 and 8 are clear, and race 9, number 13. They're the scratchings. Dean Lester's done all the form. Morning to you, Dean.
Good morning, Andrew.
What a race this is, the Newmarket. It's had everyone talking about it. A good old-fashioned 22 thundering down the straight.
Yeah, it'll be terrific. I'm looking forward to it. Actually, for the big field, I'm not sure there's that many chances, but I'm really looking forward to the whole day, actually.
Well, I can't wait to get to that race, just to get how many chances there are, and I'll ask Mark Hunter the same when we get to the Newmarket, because when you get such a large field, Dean, it is you've got to rule some horses out, haven't you?
You do indeed.
Mm.
Yeah.
So. And Mark Hunter's done all the form as well. Morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Andrew.
Well, Avilius is probably the one in the Australian Cup, but the other group one is, well, it could be difficult.
It could be. You may well see the same colours. I'll be cheering for the same colours, I know that.
Okay, all right. Well, it could be Encryption storming to victory.
James was very... He got on the front foot when he mentioned Encryption,
he did. Certainly their A is Osborne, but he certainly gave Encryption a good push.
Andrew, my attention was just drawn to Sky TV. Golden Paths on...
Radio is far more important for our listeners right now.
Don't worry, it'll be replayed again this morning.
And
it's the only show that gets two replays on a Saturday morning.
Please. And... Oh, geez, hard to wear. He just wears you down, Dean. He just wears you down.
And race 9, today's his race, too.
Yes, it is. We didn't have one here today, but he is saving it up for Flemington. And a lot cooler today, which is good news for you, Dean.
Extremely good news, Andrew. I'll pull up a lot better than last week, I know that.
All right, let's have a look at them. The first at 12:15.
Yeah, we start with Demonstrate. Here is a $51 pop. Bandipur at 8, Belwazi at 11, King of Yulong at $6, Malahat the $4.60 chance, Superhard at $8.50, Mystique Echo, $5. Crown Witness, the $4.20 favourite. Municipality at 81. Redcore, 14. Volante is a scratching. Very, very little separates here. Mystico and King of Yulong. King of Yulong slightly ahead now of Mystico. They've both been basically the same price for the last couple of days, but they're clearly the top two picks here, and third pick would be Malahat.
How do you see it, Dean?
It's a fascinating runner here, Andrew, King of Yulong. He's just turned three, taking on the older horses. I think he's about the 22nd of February foal, so he's bred to Northern Hemisphere time. His recent trials have been terrific, and I'm going to go with him. It's a bit of a challenge with 58 for a young horse, but he's obviously... well experienced for a young horse too, having had the eight starts. I'm with him to beat eight Crown Witness off the Oakley Plate. I think she'll lead here, and down the straight will suit her a lot better. I thought Bandipur ran really well first up. Best 800, 600, 400, 200 of the day. He's won down the straight, and he'll be on the up here second up. And Miss Deco's having a great preparation against Craig Williams here. But yeah, interested in King of Yulong, Andrew, 4.8.27.
Yeah, I'm with number seven, Mystico. It's a bit of a mystery race, but I think Mystico is the one I trust the most. I don't mind where it's drawn. It's drawn five. Crown Witness, the leader, has drawn six. So Mystico can just ride on its shoulder, and it's trialled well since that last run. Got C. Williams taking over, which certainly won't hurt. And I think each way should get a great run for your money. To beat number one, Malahat, who's getting up in the weights and has got gate one to overcome, but is racing well. Number four, King of Yulong, has certainly trialled up like it'll run well fresh. And two, Bandipur, just went well back from that wide gate there first up. Should settle a lot closer, be fitter, and run much better. 7, 5, 4, and 2.
Matt Hill calls the action. He likes Crown Witness number 8 to beat 5, 10, and 2. 8, 5, 10, and 2. And we had Peter Snowden on earlier, and he's got a group of them. I think he said he got half a dozen of these, but he probably rates this one ahead of the other one that's running later, King of Yulong, in race number 1. Race 2, it's over the 1,400.
Yeah, we start with Antar here as a $4.60 chance. Rocks the Castle at $6.50. All to Hoi Ying at $21. Bravo Tango at $4.80. Scratch the next two. Go down to number 7. Grey Worm, the $2.40 favourite. Lucky Fish at $51. Toy Boy is out. Simply Invincible at $10. And Battle Camp is a $12 chance. Easily the best back runner here is Grey Worm. Did go up as much as $3.60 in a full field. The scratching's easy beat went up $41. Casio $13 and Toy Boy $16. So a genuine firm and good money over the last 24 hours and even this morning, but unchanged at the $2.40. It has roughly double the investment of what Antar has on it. And it was in from as much as $9, and third pick would be Bravo Tango. There's just a slight twist in this morning, 5 to 4.80.
They got some interesting hopes today. Hawks racing across the board. Mark, how do you see the second?
No, I think the race has changed. Hoss, I was actually keen to go to take on Grey Worm at the odds, but the two scratchings have taken speed out of the race, which has made its task a lot easier. I'm still going to tip number one Antar each way. I think it's flying. I don't mind it back in distance. It can just dag up behind him. It's got a good turn of foot. Has got the 58.5, but I think it's racing terrific fashion. To beat number 4, Bravo Tango. Mitch Friedman's got the horse flying again. Gets a beautiful run from the draw. Number 7, Grey Worm, can certainly win. And this, as I say, the scratchings have helped it. And 11, Battle Camp, racing really well. Probably wanted a bit more speed on, but it's going to be weaving through and running on. I think it's a pretty even race. I'll go 1, 4, 7, 11.
I'm going to go with the favourite, Grey Worm. I just hope he comes across with Simply Invincible if they push on. I think that suits him even better. I think he's a good, tough horse, rolling horse, and I hope he's ridden in that fashion. Rocks the Castle beat him last start. He's a really genuine horse. I think he can run well. Bravo Tango has got to start. He's starting to win races now after a lot of series of good runs that he didn't win, but he's won two in a row and he's going well. And Antar's got a chance. He's back in trip, but he'll be very strong late. 7, 2, 4, and 1.
Matt Hill likes number 4, Brave Tango, to beat 1, 2, and 7. 4, 1, 2, and 7 in race 2. Race 3, staying or semi-staying, 2,000-metre race.
Yes, and we've got Tarquin here as an $18 chance. Royal Rumble is the same, $18. Exemplar at $5.50. Mr. Clarify at $31. Our Peaky Blinders is out. It's running in the Guineas tomorrow, I think you'll find, at Canberra. We've got Thundercloud, $2.70 and favourite. Next is Instigator at $8, Valak at $6.50, Serenade the Stars $41, Crafty Devil $41, and Hangman is a $4.40 chance. Prince Siggy is a scratching. It is one way track here for Thundercloud. Went up as much as $4.60. Now, our Peaky Blinders was a $13 chance. Prince Siggy was $17. Was into $3.10 on Thursday, $3 yesterday, $2.70 chance now for a while. And dominant here. In fact, five and a half times the amount of money as what Hangman's got on it.
So we're getting a slightly tighter price than what we did the other day. Dean, Thundercloud, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I'm going with him again, Andrew, up to 2,000 metres. The one sticking point for me is I'm pretty comfortable he's got the current crop covered. The query is the Williams runner Exemplar, who's got very good form, hasn't raced for 16 months, but he's got very good form for a benchmark 90, so I'm wary of him. But I'm going Thundercloud to beat Exemplar. Hangman, I think he came off a very soft 1,600 metre run. He just blew out last start. When he ducked back to the inside, you thought he was going to really kick on, and he didn't. But looking at him post-race, he looked as though he really needed that run. So he drops to 54. He'll be a bit fitter. I've got him next best. And 8 Valak's going to give a great sight for a long way because he looks the leader. He had a really solid hit out last start and third up. He'll give a good sight. But I'm with Thundercloud to win again. 6-3, 11 and 8.
Yeah, I'm very similar. I think number 6, Thundercloud, a good win last time. Fitter, no worries at the 2,000 metres. Willow rides again to beat number 3, Exemplar. That's fantastic form at second behind Azira there. That's winning form for a race like this. As usual, you've got the long spell to contend with and you don't really know how it's going. Third pick, number 8, Valak. I just don't think it was ready to do the work it did last time up on the speed. It gets a very easy run here and will take catching. And 11, Hangman. Gee, it was disappointing last time. I can see the excuses. It gets a good run. Just hard to get that run out of my memory. I'll go 6-3, 8-11.
Matt Hill likes the 6 as well. Thundercloud to beat 7-11-2. 6-7-11-2 in race 3. Race 4, here's the other one of the Yulongs, having its first run for Peter and Paul Snowden.
Yeah, Yulong Yu Heng, and it's a $6 chance. Sunset Watch, $4.60, but that price makes it favourite. Blur Roach at $5.50, Anjana at $8.50, Crone at $9, Thorindor at $9, Marcel from Madrid at $7, Fine Dane at $16, Baldariel at $26, Golden Halo at $12, and Montenegro Man won't be there today. Best supported runner here is Sunset Watch, $4.80, $4.60, got to as much as $5 earlier this morning, now into $4.60. Clear top pick over Marcel from Madrid, who's a slight twist out, $6.50 out to $7 this morning. And third pick would be Blur Roach, just in front of Golden Halo.
Right, a couple of these having their first up runs, Mark. Which way do you go?
Oh, so I think it's a complete mystery race, this one. As you say, first up runs, not sure how they're going to come back. I'm tipping number 2, Sunset Watch, who had really good form last campaign. I thought looked to jump out quite well. It goes forward with the Yulong horse and sets the speed and should take plenty of catching to beat number 7, Marcel from Madrid. Completely lost its way last campaign. I thought the recent jump out showed that it might be returning to form. Third pick, number 5, Crone. I think Mick Price favoured Anjana in front of Crone. I thought Crone jumped out well. And fourth pick, number 1, Yulong Yuheng, who looked to jump out quite well. Real tricky race for me, 2-7-5-1.
Yeah, I'm going a bit wider here. I'm going with number 10, Golden Halo, who is a filly I've always had a fair bit of time for. She wasn't far off stakes grade in the spring. I thought she's trialled up well. Inside draw's always a little query down the straight, but I'm going to go with her. Sunset Watch, I thought, trialled up nicely, ready to go first up. He's a capable sprinter. Yulong Yuheng has trialled well. He trialled with Grey Worm, looked to go nicely. And Blur Roshu pulled up sore last start. First up run probably should have gone a lot closer to winning. He's a winner at this track and distance. 10-2, 1-3.
Matt Hill likes number 2, Sunset Watch, for Hawks Racing to beat 3-7-4. 2-3-7-4 in race number 4. Then we build into the Group 2 race, the Sire's Produce. The sad news on Thursday of Deep Chill just injuring a shoulder and had to be euthanized. Bad luck for David Payne and the owners there because he won at Warwick Farm and looked a bit of a promising type.
Yeah, and also bad luck to Mark Whiteman, Whitey there, yeah, for David Payne. pain. He's got a, I think, a fractured cheekbone. He was concerned yesterday. He had to get his knee looked at again.
Okay.
I haven't got anything this morning, but
let's hope he's all right. Yeah, I saw a photo of him.
Yeah, he looked as though he'd been, you know, 10 rounds with, or he'd been on the speedway, because they call him Speedway Jock, and he hadn't had the crash helmet on.
No. Anyway, it's sadly no longer with us. It's out 4 and 5 scratchings out of the sire's produce.
Yeah. So Hawker Hurricane here, the toppy is a $4 chance. Dallasan over from South Australia is the $3.80 favourite. Outlandos is at $12. Scratch the next two. YKO, the 6 here, is at $16. Power Scheme at $51. Serengeti at $41. Stare Down at $34. Laten at $11. She Shall Fly at $5.50. Really Discreet at $4.60. And Fling is a $26 chance. Well, the South Aussie visitor here, Dallasan, as much as $7.50. I think that may have been the all-in market, but it was into as short as $3.80 on Thursday, $3.70. $3.70 this morning, back to $3.80. Second pick is Really Discreet for Philip Stokes here, much as $7.50, it into $4.60. And third pick, a very, very long way away from those two, is actually the toppy in Hawker Hurricane.
Who can win the Group 2? Dean?
Andrew, I think Dallasan will win the Group 2 size produce. I think he's a really smart horse. His two wins have been terrific at the shorter trip. He's just got a big action. He looks like 1,400 at Flemington, get in that three-wide train, peel out, see Williams on. I reckon he'll just steam over the top of these. Number 2 to beat 11, She Shall Fly, on the backup from last week from an inside draw, can run well. Really Discreet, I thought its trial was just even going into its first up run, but it was a really good win, and this is what Philip Stokes seems to do. They really elevate going to race day, and Hawker Hurricane just didn't turn up at all in the Blue Diamond, but this is a much easier assignment. 2, 11, 12 and 1.
Yeah, not much to add. I think number 2, Dallasan, will win. The two runs have been terrific. You've got C. Williams taking over. I think you're getting out to 1,400 metres. It's got a terrific turn of foot. Just needs to get in that three-wide train, come to the outside, and it should win, I think, to beat number 12, Really Discreet. I think it's the danger. I thought it was a terrific debut win. Just going to need luck to get clear at the right time. Number 10, She Shall Fly. Going well, probably in weaker races, but gets such a good run. And Hawker Hurricane, who went like a mile and a half horse in the Blue Diamond, it's better than that. It's got that wide gate to overcome. 2, 12, 11 and 1.
Yeah, they certainly haven't given many negatives, Hawker Hurricane, off its track work, talking to the stable. Matt Hill likes number 3 to beat 12, 2 and 11. 3, 12, 2 and 11 in race 5. Well, here it is, the Seppel Wines Newmarket 22 coming down the straight. For Matt Hill to really get nervous and excited about at the same time.
Andrew, he's called a couple of grand nationals at Aintree. Do you think, you know, over Beaches Brook and a few, they start with about 438 in that.
Yeah.
This will be a fair dinkum walk in the park for Matty, won't it?
Well, yes, it will be because of his outstanding talents, but it is still...
It is a daunting task. Yes, a daunting task, I think, is the correct terminology there. Yeah, this is the Newmarket, where Redkirk Warriors are $26 chance. Santa Ana Lane's a 10. Brave Smash, a $19 chance. Had a big day at Newcastle yesterday, the boys, the Australian Bloodstock boys, and they've got Brave Smash here as a $19. Osborne Bulls is the $4 favourite. Voodoo Lad at 51, in her time at 10. Scholes is out, it's running in Sydney. Dothraki, and remember, if it wins, Ronnie will pay for the statue of Peter Snowden to stand alongside Bart Cummings at Flemington. It's an $81 chance. Booker at 23. Oakley Plate winner goes into a new market as a $23 pop. Whispering Brook at 41. Bonds Away at 31. Champagne Cuddles, 51. Divine Quality, 41. Eduardo is at $8. Glen All at 101. I'll Have a Bet at 81. Miss Rock, 81. Usain Bowler, 71. Encryption, 18. And then Graph is at $8.50. Well, the most popular runner since the field came out earlier the week, definitely Osborne Bulls here in front of Santa Ana Lane. And the next pick is Eduardo.
Dean, just on the pace there, you know, it's obviously large numbers, but it seems to be grandstand side.
Well, you've got Dothraki down on one, but I think Sunlight probably is the determining factor there with Baron Vorster aboard from Barrier 8, where she goes, if she goes straight or she comes out, and then you've got Redkirk Warrior, I think, with more intent with the blinkers back on, and Eduardo out wide, certainly having the speed. But, yeah, it's, I think Be interesting to see where Sunlight goes and how many go with her when she if she does go out.
Did she come down the straight in another previous race and she led by herself? Sunlight, was there a race? The
first run of the race?
First run of the race.
That was the stable, mate, on
stable.
Last
day. Okay, righto.
Gate one.
Do you see it in a similar way, Mark?
Yep, exactly. You think Sunlight from the middle and out wide Eduardo with Graf not far away, Redkirk Warrior in the blinkers, and I don't know how close Champagne Cuddles can be, but it wouldn't be that far away, I wouldn't think.
Dean, give us your thoughts on the new market.
Andrew, I am with the Godolphin Blue of Osborne Bulls. I think he's on the verge of being our best sprinter. He was fantastic first up. 1,200 metres suits. You look at the barrier draw and the horses around him are going to be Graf, Brave Smash, ahead of him, Redkirk Warrior, Eduardo. They're all going to be just getting into the race. And I think he'll be, as long as he can weave through, I think he'll have the last run at them and I think he'll win. I think Eduardo will run really well. I think he's a gun little sprinter with 52 on his back. He cost himself being on the wrong leg around the home turn in the Oakley Plate. I think if he'd tracked around the turn properly, he'd have won the Oakley Plate. He's a very good horse that can absorb a lot of pressure. And then I'm putting in the 3-year-olds Graf, who I thought did enough in the Lightning Stakes, been a bit made of his run. I thought it was okay, and he'll be fitter for that run, and he trialled down the straight last week, and as did Sunlight. And looking at Sunlight post-race in the Lightning, she really blew up badly after that race. She needed that run, and I think she'll be a lot fitter. But I think 4 and 14 are the key runners for me, Andrew. 4, 14, 20 and 22.
Yep, number 4 for me, Osborne Bulls. I think the Everest form is the best form. He was outstanding in the Everest. He flies down the straight. He was terrific first up. I think the race sets up great for him out wide. With Eduardo and those horses running along, the gaps will open. Those horses are going that fast. The gaps will open. I think he'll just charge over the top and win. Foot number 6 in her time's just done nothing wrong. It's just a terrific horse in this grade. A big win last time. Certainly getting up in the weights, but will run well. Number 20, Graf. Good enough first up. I think it's drawn for a good run. And 22 Sunlight, who was very good first up and will be a lot fitter for that. I think 4 is the one to beat from 6, 20 and 22.
Righto. Let's go, Dean. Do you want to give us, outside your 4, what other chances you rate in the race?
Andrew, there, my 4, the only 4 I'm taking for the quaddie.
Right.
In her time would be next best, and Encryption would be the next best after that, but they're more place chances for me.
Okay, and Mark, for you?
Yeah, the only other one I would throw in that hasn't been mentioned so far, Hoss, Santorana Lane. I know he's got the big weight, but he's just such a good horse, I wouldn't be shocked to see him somewhere in the money.
Okay. All right, that gives us a view there on the overall thoughts with so many runners. Matt Hill likes the 14 Eduardo to beat 4, 2 and 11. 14, 4, 2 and 11 in the new market. We move to the, Glenn, race number 7.
It's the Tab CUNY Stakes, Andrew. This is for 3-year-old fillies over 1,400 metres. And the toppy here, Angelic Ruler, is the favourite as a $3 chance. Spanish Whisper at $6.50. The Closer at $17. Sizzle Me at $26. Goldie Fox at $34. Pick Up the Pieces, $34. Chevalier Dion at $71. Al Nafa at $51. Kenyan Wonder at $5.50. Zubo at $9. Victory Kingdom at $11. Atana at $18. Samoon at $126. And Princess Jenny is an $8.50 pop. Best supported runner here is the toppy and Angelic Ruler, although $2.90 out to $3 this morning. Second pick is Spanish Whisper, who's been steadily around the $6 or $6.50 mark all week. Well, they're basically half the investment on the race between them. Bit of a gap then to Kenyan Wonder, and not a lot between Zubo and Princess Jenny.
Righto, Mark, how do you see the CUNY?
I'm with number 9, Kenyan Wonder. I follow this horse through its career. It's a real raw talent. Still got plenty of improving to do. It'll be giving them a start, but it's got a good turn of foot. It'll be very strong at the 1,400 metres, and a bit like the Adelaide one earlier, Delisan. They just might come down the outside and get the cash to beat number 10, Zubo. Zubo was no guide there 2 runs ago, hanging off the track. Then they pushed it forward last time it ran better. I think it will be a lot fitter again and can take a spot and run well. Number 1, Angelic Ruler, gets the blinkers on. I think it just runs 1,400 metres, but it's got a good hope. And 2, Spanish Whisper, who was okay first up, just might blend into a beautiful spot here and be ready to chime in at the right time. I'll go 9, 10, 1 and 2.
I'm going with Angelic Ruler. I think Mark's spot on. 1,400 is as far as she wants, but I just think the way this race sets up, she can probably get into a really good spot, and I think she'll be hard to beat. Zubo's the danger, comes through the same form line. she was hopeless first up around the turn there at Caulfield, but then got going late and was much better second up. I think Flemington will suit her. Spanish Whisper, I think she's a bit in the same boat as Angelic Ruler in the 1400s as far as she wants, but does have that place into Mystic Journey over 1400 and Ramwell first up. And I've put in Victory Kingdom next best on pace runner, lightly raced, showing a bit. I think up to 1400 gets a chance to dictate. 1, 10, 2 and 11.
Matt Hill likes the one as well, Angelic Ruler, to beat 14, 2 and 10. 1, 14, 2 and 10 in race 7. We had James Cummings on earlier and we were under the pump with time and we really gave Avilius, the Tijuana, really.
That's a fair breath.
Yeah, you got the sickle.
Yeah, no, we were running really late because RSN just interviews just go on forever and ever and ever, and we couldn't get him.
Yeah, well, you know.
I'm only kidding. I don't even know whether he was on them.
I wasn't part of it, though, Andrew. So.
No, you keep things tight.
You took a back seat.
Yeah, but he was he didn't give us a lot, but he gave us a line on the confidence around the horse.
Well, punters think, Andrew, that it's already gazetted and the results in the paper, because even this morning it's 180 into 175 after it was a $2.10 chance yesterday, and that was before the early bird. It actually firmed up before the early bird and kept firming up throughout the early bird special yesterday. Yeah. So this is the TAB Australian Cup, where our Mandan is a $19 chance, Rekindling at 13, Ace High a $15 chance, Trap for Fools at 16, Ventura Storm 41, Harlem 41, Avilius, as I said, odds on favourite $1.75, the Taj Mahal 23, Muntaha at 26, Yogis at 41, Sosie Bon at 41, Night's Watch 14, Secunderabad 21, Sound at $81, Shillelagh is a $16 chance. Well, he's that far in front of the rest, it's not funny here. Avilius trying to find the second pick. This is a task. You go Rekindling, then Yogi, Shillelagh, and we've got some good customers.
Muntaha?
Sosie Bon.
Muntaha?
Muntaha, no. Muntaha is actually Andrew's second last.
Okay.
Only Sound has less money on it than what Muntaha does. But good to see Sosie Bon right up there in popularity.
Righto, Dean, your thoughts in the Australian Cup?
In the TAB Australian Cup, Andrew.
TAB Australian Cup, Andrew.
TAB Australian Cup, and of course it is trifecta month at the TAB as well, so this might be a good race to play the trifecta.
We haven't mentioned that this morning.
And there'll be bonus bets on races 1 to 4 at Flemington.
Yep, that's right, exactly.
Well, we left anything out?
Gamble responsibly.
No, don't worry about that.
No, you've got it. Go on, Dean.
The more you bet, the more you win.
Avilius, for me, he's just better than these. Simple as that. I think the race will open up on straightening when Trap for Fools goes for home. He'll use his turn of foot, and I think he'll win. I'll be playing the race with him to win, and then trifectas with Shillelagh to run a place. She ran really well at Caulfield. She's much better at Flemington. I think she can get into the money. Trap for Fools is honest. He'll give a good sight, and I've put Muntaha in for fourth. He probably needs further, but I'm interested in him first run for the Hayes Dabney Yard. But I think 7 will win, and 15's the value for your trifectas. 7, 15, 4 and 9.
Yep, similar. Number 7, Avilius. He just keeps drawing gate 1. He keeps parking 5th inside. He keeps getting clear at the 400. The race is over at the 200, and he wins easily, and I think the same will happen again. Totally agree. Number 15, Shillelagh, second pick. 2 runs have been at Caulfield, just an unsuitable track. Last run got home really well. You go back to that 2,000-metre race over the carnival, had no luck. It'll run the trip strongly and run well. Number 2, Rekindling. He's the mystery horse for me. I think he's really untapped, typical of the stable coming off a long break. And 3, Ace High. I thought getting to Flemington, fitter, dry ground, getting a lovely spot just behind the speed, had a good place chance as well. But 7 should win, 7, 15, 2 and 3.
Matt Hill likes number 7, Avilius, to be 12, 4 and 3. 7, 12, 4 and 3. The only reason why I mentioned Muntaha, Dino, and you popped it into fourth was it just didn't get the dry track in the Melbourne Cup, and they've been desperate to get on one. So that was the only reason. It's just in the memory bank.
Oh. Yes, exactly.
It was formerly trained by your new best friend, John Gosden. Yeah.
Speaking prominently on the Twitter page. Righto, we move to race number 9.
Oh, It's the Schweppes of Essence here, race 9, and that's the lovely sound of a cracking can of a Schweppes product, the Pepsi Max. And see, we should be making ads, Andrew.
We should.
Like that. That's, you know, the Schweppes of Essence
stuff
trophy
I've never
here, the
heard
last.
Before. Such yeah. brilliance.
Yes. Innovation. I Am a Star. No, that's the name of the horse, Andrew, at $7.50. Spanish Reef at $4.20. Suppressors at 51. Think Blur at $9.50. I'm a Princess at 12. For Two at 15. Bring Me Roses 11. Payroll at 15. Pure Scott at $15. Nantali is the $3.20 favourite. Penny to Sell at 26. Supre at 23. And Maracaibo is a scratching. Well, it's all about Spanish Reef here. Easily the most popular runner, but unchanged at the 4.20 this morning. In front of Nantali, unchanged at the 3.20 this morning. And then you go back to the top in I Am a Star.
How do you see it, Mark? The last.
I don't think there are many chances, Hoss. I think I like number 10, Nantali. I thought it was terrific last time. It draws gate 3 here. It's got I'm a Star and Spanish Reef as the leaders. And it'll be parked absolutely behind them, getting the perfect run of the race. It's got 54 kilos, and I think it's the one to beat. Number 2, Spanish Reef, is the danger. I think it'll put paid to I'm a Star, kick clear. I just think Nantali will run it down. Third pick, number 9, Pure Scott, who's been racing in weaker company but gets a lovely run from the gate. And 11, Penny to Sell. Gee, I think she's an underrated mare. She's going terrific, down to 54 kilos. Not the worst to run a place, but I like 10 and 2 with 10 on top. 10, 2, 9, 11.
I like the same exactor. I think Nantali gets the right run. She's always better from an inside draw where she gets cover and just relaxes. Last start was a bit messy and she still ran really well. 1,600 suits, well weighted. The one to beat, Spanish Reef's ready now. She's been very big in condition, 2 runs in. I think she's right to go now, and I think she's the main danger. D-Day for I'm a Star. She gets a chance to control a race. She might hang on for a place, and I've put in number 4, Think Blur, next best, who did enough first up off a long spell, but I'm keen on 10 and 2 in the last. 10, 2, 1, 4.
Matt Hill likes the 10 as well to beat 4, 2 and 1. 10, 4, 2 and 1. Matt's best was Avilius. What about yours, Mark?
Hoss, the best is Avilius, race 8, number 7. I like Nantali, race 9, number 10, and I could give you Osmond Bulls as well, but I'm only supposed to give you 2.
No, you can give us as many as you want. Shows you've got confidence.
Dallasan, Osmond Bulls. We'll throw the parlay in, Hoss.
Yeah, okay, we can play everything
there. Putting it on like Brill Crank.
Yeah, for sure. It's just be,
been a while, though.
I was going to say, looking at you, you've had an issue doing that for just a little while. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. Hey, Mark, have you ever met Glenn?
Don't be silly, Hoss. I was going to, but I broke down.
Yeah, no, exactly.
They'll do anything to avoid me, Andrew.
they do. They fall down.
How is your leg going?
7 weeks yesterday, progressing well. I can walk still, not in great. I think I'll be scratched at the barriers, but I'll still, I'm getting better with my walking.
Well, you keep doing that. Good on you. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Good on you, Mark Hunter. What about you, Dean?
Avilius is my best, Andrew, and probably Grey Worm's my next best. I like a few. I don't like to get too confident on these days, but I think Grey Worm and Avilius might be the best, and Dallasan maybe in the size.
Yeah, anything at Tawong?
Tawong.
Oh, Tawong.
Mark likes a couple of Tawong. He's hung up. He got away from you there.
I didn't realise that.
He's all over the Tawong form. I haven't.
I don't even know where it is.
It's in Andrew's country.
Yeah, it's Albury. I started calling it Tawong. Yeah. You know what the famous thing about Tawong?
They filmed Farlap.
The road out. Farlap there, and Cosgrove. Oh. Called the race.
It was his first start, and they filmed it the reverse way. Yeah.
They had my dad as an extra in Farlap. He was never in it.
Oh, did I? Well, that doesn't matter.
We still wait for the check.
I'm trying to find...
Morfordville?
Morfordville, yeah, because...
Race 5?
Was that the one that...
Yeah, Race 5, number 6, Holy Command.
That was the one, yeah, from Mick Price.
Mick Price was tipping it, Dean.
Holy Command.
Well, I'm happy to chime in. Mick's very
pretty
good at it.
Very good judge, Mick.
He is. Well, he's straight to the point. So, there'll be good speed on that race with Easy Beast scratch from Melbourne and running there. So, no knock on Holy Command at all.
Okay. Anything else for anything? Just hang on, Glenn. Anything else for anything?
No, No.
No? Okay.
I think Flemington's where I'll
you've
be.
Covered, you've covered it all.
Yep.
Just before I let you go, you had a terrific night, I understand, Thursday night. You were there watching the basketballer from world-renowned basketballer, Kobe Bryant.
Yes, a few people are tiring of this story, Andrew, but yes, we met Kobe Bryant on Wednesday night, and it was an unbelievable experience, to be honest. He's a great speaker, and it was very good to be a part of.
Do you wear your Lakers singlet?
Well,
it to be signed.
No. I actually thought, it was very, very good of Hamish McLaughlin, actually, who got me the tickets, and the tickets were very, very expensive, so we didn't wear complimentary tickets. So I thought, might have to wear the suit and look the part. And I took Simon Miller with me, and we were the only two in suits. The rest were in Lakers outfits. And
you were the standouts.
Yeah, we were the standouts. Don't worry.
He was probably looking down. Have a look at those two tossers there in a suit. Yeah, I mean, surely they could have been.
Andrew, he shook hands with me. Come on, settle down.
Shook hands.
Yeah. Shook hands.
Did you get a photo?
Yeah, I've got to track it down, though, because you couldn't take your own photos. It was a professional photographer.
Right.
So I've got to track the photographer down there.
There's another monkey.
Can I?
Yeah,
no.
True.
Well, it'll be the monkey.
It'll be the first one, because I didn't pay for the tickets.
Can I say how much they cost, the tickets?
From where we were sitting were 3,000 a seat.
Right.
And the front were about 8,000 a seat.
8,000 a seat up the front. So you need to hug and kiss Hamish McLaughlin if he's looked after you. That's a great little gift for you, because I know you're into American sport. And, that is fantastic that it was so special.
I want to know how Dino can find the time to go to every second music concert that's on in Melbourne.
I've let a few go, Kobe Bryant.
You do the form on every race in the state and program horses. You're an absolute freak.
You work smarter, not harder.
He's got three other... He does it all himself. Exactly. Right. All right, mate, we're under the pump with time now, enjoy your day at Flemington.
Terrific. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, mate. Dean Lester there. Look, we are. Can you just give us a jockey? I'll give you three jockey challenges.
Righto, I better find them.
Randwick, McAvoy's got a ride in every race, including the Autumn Sun today.
Yeah, and I think there'll probably be something to do with Kieran McAvoy and his rides today. But in the actual jockeys' challenges, we'll stick with Flemington with TAB Australian Cup Day. We've got Craig Williams, the 260 favourite, over Dwayne Dunn at 550. Mark Zara's at 6. Damien Lane's at 7. Ben Mellum's at 950. Huey Bowman down there, of course, on Osborne Bulls and Avilius, the two favourites in the Group 1s at 11. Damien Oliver, 14. Any other jockeys at 13. Here at Randwick for Moston Copper Randwick Guineas Day. Kieran McAvoy, 150 favourite. Timmy Clark, 550. James McDonald, 650. Blake Shin and Tommy Berry, 11. Brenton Abdullah, 41. Jason Collett and any other jockey, 100-1.
And you got Newcastle?
Newcastle's there for the Provincial Championships qualifier. It's $1.40 favourite now, Archidemus. Andrew Gibbons, 230 over Chad Lever, who rides Archidemus at 320. Any other jockey, 6. The other riders are Robbie Dolan, Brandon Griffiths, Grant Buckley, Jenny Duggan and Digger McClellan.
Okay.
So Eagle Farm not yet available.
You're back at 10.
Back at 10 with Joycey, and we're going to welcome a new man coming up to do our Eagle Farm for us on a Saturday morning.
Yes, Michael Charge will join us after the break.
After the Brisbane Tips, your New South Wales provincial preview.
Don't whinge and whine about the traffic. Think of the wine you have at home. A glass of Windy Peak Pinot Noir. By De Bortley, of course. Here's the traffic.
An event to excite the senses on this weekend at Westfield. Taste Shop Play is back for 2 days of offers and experiences. Visit westfield.com.au to find out what's on. Barara Waters Ferry is not on. It's had a breakdown, expected to be out of service at least until this afternoon. Looking at a little northbound traffic there on the Pacific Highway between Gordon and Tarramurra. Not a lot of problems with the harbour crossings. A pretty good approach there. Warringah Freeway in the Eastern Distributor northbound, and no dramas with the M4 inbound. If you're a cyclist or motorcyclist, remember to keep a safe distance from trucks. They may not be able to see you. Increased construction across Sydney means more trucks on our roads, so be truck aware. I'm Steve Carline, number one in racing on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio is at your fingertips on social media. Get the racing tips, tab markets, sports updates and podcasts every day. And stay right up to date on Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1.
two-year-olds from last year's Australian Easter yearling sale are already showing their dominance on the track.
Here comes the big filly, Loving Gabby over the top. I Am Immortal just in front of Shot Baker, and I Am Immortal won again. It's Catch Me taking the front, and they won't catch her. Catch Me by a length.
Exertion takes the front now, and Kicked Away. Exertion goes back to back.
Out on the next crop of Australia's best yearlings, the Australian Easter Yearling Sale, April 9 and 10, Riverside Stables, Sydney.
It's as much a part of the autumn as the Derby and the Doncaster. The annual Racing Fraternity Mass brings all sections of the racing industry together. Everyone is welcome to attend the Mass in the Royal Randwick Ballroom, Randwick Racecourse, at 11 a.m. Sunday, March 17.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Time to look at Eagle Farm here on Sky Sports Radio, and form analyst Michael Charge is joining us. He's normally up at sort of Townsville, Mackay and Rockhampton, but he's in Brisbane. He's done all the form. Morning to you, Mick.
Good morning. Yes, Andrew, a bit of a privilege for me today, the banana bender from North Queensland of the Big Smoke, but very excited. Big thrill for me. I had a walk on the track yesterday. Looks in magnificent order, the surface here at Eagle Farm, and we're on a good four. The rail's out 8 metres, and look, it's a tricky program, but dissected it up. I think we found a few winners there, Andrew.
Righto. Well, let's hook into the maiden. The first race, acute as 2-year-old, Sizzling Babe, number two, the favourite at $1.45. Over the toppy at $6, Mick.
Yeah, prohibitive, isn't it? The two Sizzling Bay, but she brings the right form for this. She gets a very easy 2-year-old 1400 to have a crack at. And unlucky last start, she got held up at vital stages. Even going to the line, she wasn't fully tested. So I think she can put pay to them, Sizzling Bay, but I tell you what, she's very short. If I'm looking outside her, I'm looking at the one Bronx, a colt by Better Than Ready. He made a stack of ground at Doomben over the 1200 last start. Goes to the 1400, and if something's going to jump out of the ground, I think it could be him. The five, Just Cosmos from the Chris Lee Stables, my third selection. Trial well at Wyong before going to Corindai first up, but had no luck at all. Quickly goes to 1400, comes here in an easy race. And the three, Dark Archer. This horse also trialled up very well, but hasn't really featured in two runs yet, so might be an improver. 2-1-5-3 in the first.
2-1-5-3. Race two, the TAB Handicap, Totally Charmed, number nine, the favourite at $4 over the Crusher, number eight, at $4.60.
Yeah, gee, they've come for the for Crusher, haven't they? But I'm pretty keen here on the Stephen O'Day runner, Totally Charmed. I think he's in for a big day, Stephen O'Day. Ryan Maloney rides from gate three, resumes here, but it has had the benefit of two recent trials at the Sunshine Coast and Deegan, the Sunshine Coast being very good. Just a nice solid one at Deegan last trial. So I think a nice horse by I Am Invincible. He gets the right gate. He's on the minimum, and I think he can win. Number nine, Totally Charmed on top. Over the 7-1 strike. This horse went around the Cairns Amateurs last year, so just found a purple patch of form down here for Lauren Hearn, and the last couple of runs have been very good. Chase Gamely behind Capital Connection last start, so it's a danger. Then I go to the 8 Crusher. The money's come for this. First up, Blinkers off the first time for the Ben Curry Stable, and Jeff Lloyd to ride on the minimum. And the 3, Raiden from the Chris Lee Stable. Its last couple of runs up this way have been pretty good, so I'm going to respect there. 9-7-8-3 in race 2.
Yeah, Crusher opened $11 back on Wednesday. As I say, it's now into $4.60 in race number 2. Race 3, a benchmark 75. Perfect Witness, number 4, the favourite at $3.40 over the toppy Cubis at $5.50.
Yeah, tough race this one. I'm with the favourite, Perfect Witness. I snuck into Matty McGilvray at Rockhampton Thursday. He said it was his best ride today. And doing the form, I sort of tend to agree with him. This horse was a good win at Eagle Farm last start in a Class 4. It doesn't meet a lot tougher here today, trained by Tony Gollan. And, look, it should be able to put pay to them, but it's a really even sort of race, this one. Got it on top over the 6 High Wind, the other Tony Gollan runner, High Chaparral, 6-year-old. He's had the 3 runs back from a break now, so I think he's ready to really show his best, but he was solid behind Jet Train at Doomben last start. The 7 Jet Train, I've got him to run third. It's been going very well this mare. She probably should have won 6 in a row, but she was a bit unlucky 3 and 2 starts back. So a good win last start, just needs all the breaks. and the 8 Coppella. I've gone two big wins up the range at Toowoomba recently. He's a very handy trainer, Steve Tregayan. Gets the claim for Michael Murphy, 52 kilos, a chance at a place. 4, 6, 7, 8, race 3.
Race 4 and number 12, Shelwa, here for Tony Gollan at $2.20 over the Toppy Manaya, who was scratched from here in Sydney. It's currently at $4.20.
Yeah, they tell me Tony Gollan was a bit hard on himself with Shelwa last start. He probably thought he went in a little underdone. The blinkers first time today, third up, it bolted in at Ipswich. First up, didn't beat much, but yeah, look, if it's taken improvement from that second up run, it'll be very hard to beat here. But I'm going to risk it. I'm going to go with a 7 splitter, Tony Gollan runner, the other one. This horse, the first up at the Gold Coast, was very good in a pretty good midweek metro race. Got up in the last stride. Goes well second up, Brad Stewart to ride, and I thought it was a great value bet. Number 7 splitter on top over the favourite 12 Shelwa. We've said enough about Shelwa. I think third up it'll be a big danger today. The 1 Manaya, yeah, interesting runner, second up. They must have a big opinion of this horse, and it wasn't too bad first up at Eagle Farm. The tempo was a little against. And the 2 Hector Pascal lots are on in as my fourth selection. Former Darren Weir runner, and now with Tony Gollan, had a nice trial at Deegan recently and brings pretty solid form from much harder races down in Victoria. 7, 12, 1, 2, race 4.
Race 5, a class 3 at Eagle Farm, and number 9, Francisca's, another one here for Steve O'Day. $2.25 right now with Tab over Toby Edmonds' runner Beacon, number 4 at $4.60, and Zucara, number 12, is also currently at $4.60.
Yeah, that's why I saw it too. I've got the 9 on top over the 4, so I've gone with Francisca from Stephen O'Day stable. Boris Thornton and Stephen O'Day are pretty formidable at the moment. They're having a really lethal run. Now, this horse's third run back. It probably should have won last start. I think it was a little bit unlucky, Francisca. It was wide most of the way. Ford on Gainley was only just run down by Benfica Princess, and I think it'll take a tremendous amount of benefit from that run. So third up today, she looks cherry ripe, Francisca. I've got her on top to beat the 4, Beacon. I was worried about the gate. Comes in a little bit with all the scratchies. But this horse, I go back to a good run behind Usain Bowler at Flemington. Got back. I think they'll need to do that today from the gate and absolutely charged late. It's had the 1 run up this way for Toby, and it wasn't too bad making ground behind Raiden. So it's the big danger. The 11, Winning Ways, is my third selection. I'll be keen to have a look at this filly. She looks like she's got plenty of upside, and she's first up today for Gary Newham. And I think she'll be a bit of a danger at place odds. And the 12, Zucara, has been flying. It's won 3 in a row. And no, Ryan Wiggins got a big opinion of this filly. So 9, 4, 11, 12, race 5.
Race number 6, Acutus 3-year-old at Eagle Farm, and Rock Navar, number 11's the favourite for Matt Dunn at $3. Tatsy not far behind, though, number 2 for the Wallace stable. It's currently at $3.20.
Yeah, they were the 2 I sort of battled out with. I initially had Tatsy on top, but then I've convinced myself to go the way of the 11 Rock Navar. Now, the reason being is Tatsy goes up 3 kilos on that good, tough win at Eagle Farm last start. It was 3 wide the trip, no luck at all. But Rock Navar was pulling ground late on it. It's got the 54.5 kilos and it's got the good gait. So I think Rock Navar will settle a lot closer today, and Robbie Fratt will be nice and aggressive. And she was solid late, filly by Fastnet Rock, and I think she can turn the tables today on the 2 Tatsy. She'll be very hard to run down. I think Rock Navar is going to have a work cut out for her, but I just think the weight might be the difference. Tatsy will box on very gamely. The 3 Dawson Diva, the run wasn't as bad as it looked last start. It was pretty promising, this horse. So I'm going to forgive last start where it was coming, just probably looking for the 1800 metres now. The 6 Mulligmore is my 4th selection. Had the 3 runs back from a break and was wide making ground behind Tatsy last start. 11, 2, 3, 6, race 6.
Race number 7, Tumbler's the favourite here for Barry Lockwood, number 3 at $3. Order Again's back today at $4.40, and in pass number 9 at $5.50.
Yeah, he's the one for me. Number two, Order Again. I like him. Trained by BJ Smith, the master conditioner of a horse, isn't he, BJ? And there's big raps about this horse, Order Again. He was dominant first up last time. He just put pay to them with ridiculous ease. And then things went wrong. He's had a few little niggles, I think. He's been out for a break. He's come back. He's had a nice soft trial at Doomben on the 26th of February. And no doubt BJ will have him right up to the mark, Order Again. And I think he's one of the best horses in Queensland. I think he'll justify that today, and he'll be winning. Number two, Order Again, on top over the three, Tumbler. She's the horse to beat for sure, but fourth run back today, I'm just concerned about the 1400 metres. She's going to need a soft run because she hasn't won past 1200, but she gets the right sort of race today, and the claim for Corey Bayliss down to 53 kilos. Six, Valadero's, my third selection. I think third run back from a break today. A little bit of an awkward gate, but it just probably got to the front too quick last time, so should be better today. And the nine, Impasse, from the Chris Wallace stables, had the one run back from a break. It was good in a easier race than this, but could improve again second up. On 2, 3, 6, 9, race seven.
Race 8 and Capital Connections, the shorty here for Tony Gowan, number 4 at $2.10 over King Lear at the moment at $4.40.
Yeah, well, I finally shopped some value for you, Andrew. Number 7, On the Spot, from the Toby Edmonds stable, I think was around the $9.50 mark, but might be a bit shorter now.
$7.50 right now.
$7.50, so still great each way shopping for this horse. On the Spot was very good first up behind Secret Mo at the Gold Coast. I know this is a bit tougher, but has a really good second up record. Ryan Maloney rides from gate 3, I think should get a lovely run in the race, and had a good trial before that. So I'm going to say that On the Spot will be very hard to beat at nice each way shopping today. Over the 4, which is Capital Connection, looks the horse to beat. He was dominant last start, got all the breaks though, and I think this race is a bit tougher. So he's got the tricky gate to contend with as well, so he won't have it as easy today. The one, King Lear, they got big raps about this horse. I'm hearing maybe Grafton Ramorny this year, so it'll want to show up today and do a bit. But look, it just didn't have the best of luck at Randwick last start, so it's a danger. And the 5, Super Suave, fourth run back for Liam Birchley and Brad Stewart from gate 1 will help here. 7, 4, 1, 5, race 8.
And the last, we've got Reckless Choice, another for Steve O'Day, number 4 at $2.80 over Get Stuck In at $4.80.
Yeah, it continues to shorten this, and I like it. Reckless Choice, I've got it on top, my best of the day, actually. Just wins with ridiculous ease. Last start just loomed up to them, was going in second gear, and put pay to them. I know Shadal made ground late on Reckless Choice, but he probably was switched off late, and I think he's pretty promising, particularly the mile. He only goes up a kilo and a half, and Stephen O'Day and Boris Thornton, good gate. I think he's the horse to beat. He's on the way up, Reckless Choice. I've got him on top to beat the 10, Get Stuck In. This horse, good run last up behind, or did beat Ponytails, and it gets in super with the claim for Bailey Nordoff, so 51 kilos, and Tony Gowan, good trainer. I think it'll be a big danger here. Then I go to the 8, which is Shadal. That was the one making solid ground behind Reckless Choice last start, so if there's a chink in the armour, watch for Shadal late. And the 9, Baccarat Baby, she's a good filly. She's probably the best filly in the race, but or horse in the race. But second up, quickly goes to the 1600, and a tricky gate was the queries for me. 4, 10, 8, and 9 in the last.
Okay, Baccarat Baby, possible to come to Sydney, but drawn wide today. You got a best bet that's in the last, eh?
Yeah, race 9, Andrew, horse number 4, Reckless Choice. I just like him. I think he'll just go through the grades and be a very good horse up this way and maybe head down there. But, race 9, horse 4, Reckless Choice is my best. And I thought great value there, race 8, horse 7, On the Spot.
That's a bit of each way as the price given. Good on you, Mick. Enjoy yourself in town, mate.
Will do. Thanks, mate.
Michael Charge joining us there, looking at Eagle Farm. Let's go straight to Gary Harvey to look at Provincial Qualifier Day. On the back up from Princess Posh, grabbing victory right on the line, Gary, in the Newmarket yesterday.
Yeah, it was a great win. Chris Lees's first ever Newcastle Newmarket win. I think Father Max trained either 4 or 5 Newmarket winners at Newcastle, but it was a great kick again for Australian Bloodstock. They had so many of the owners in the mounting yard after the race. The cheer was enormous when the number went up after she claimed the Godolphin horse. Right on the line, mate. The track was great. The racing was terrific. They had a good, healthy crowd, but I think they'll get a bigger crowd today. This is always This is the first time, Andrew, in 20 years, they've had a two-day autumn carnival.
Right.
And it's with this qualifier today and the function rooms, you know, pretty well booked out. They'll get a big crowd today.
Yeah, they will. All right, let's help many of them into winners. The first race at 129, Don't Judge Me, number two, the favourite of 250 over three, Eskimo Commander at 320.
I like Eskimo Commander. Teresa Bate coming up from the south today. Run second at Hawkesbury to Champ for two runs back, and it tried to lead all the way. The winner was too good. And then it come to Gosford the other day. It led, got ahead of the 400, and was beaten around about, you know, four and a half lengths. But in this race here, this is not an overstrong race by any means. And Chris Williams to claim three, it'll probably lead, and I think it'll be hard to beat. Don't Judge Me, got a very good chance on its recent form, placed here on the Beaumont track, then run fourth at Port Macquarie the other day, beaten a couple of lengths. As you can see, they're the two favourites, and, you know, it's not the greatest provincial form. Number five, Sir Mays, first starter who trial well for Jason Coyle, and number six, Feeling All Right. 3, 2, 5, and 6.
Race number two, and with Tab here, we've got Avera number four for Clary Connors at 3:40 over the Toppy Royal Anthem at $5, and Joyous Time is also at $5, and Atta Girl is also at $5. So there's a few in the market here.
Yeah, open race. I like Joyous Times. John Thompson's horse. It ran third at Gosford to Adonis Victorious the other day. Only could beat a length. Missed the kick. I was back worse than midfield and chased down pretty good, but that was a heavy track. I think it'll be even better back on the good. It did run third at Gosford back in May on a good four. And at Goulburn, it was placed. No superstar, but I think she'll run very well in this race at a bit of value. Mitchell Bell to ride. Ivera for Clary Connors. Definite chance. Philly ran fourth at Canterbury behind Mizzy. Beaten 2.5 last start. That's very good form for a race like this. Races on the speed. It was up running second at Canterbury, so it's got to be a good hope. Number three, City of Love, first up. Nice trial the other day under no pressure. And number one, Royal Anthem. Probably, well, he's better known as a stayer, but nice and fresh, second up, and might sprint well. 5, 4, 3, and 1.
Race three over the sprint, the 900 at Newcastle. Number three, Hibiscus Lady, the favourite for Ronnie Quinton at 2:30. But Norton not far behind for Bjorn Baker, number two. It's a $2.40 chance.
Well, Norton's $2.40, Andrew, and without being detrimental, I would have beat it here the other day when they put a stack on it that went terrible. I think Hibiscus Lady's the best bet of the day. Ronnie Quinton's, she was far too good for that smart filly of Richard Friedman's Killed Rose. At Gosford last start, when she was first up, led all the way and just won very, very easily. She's a very smart filly by Fox Wedge. Today, she gets young Brandon Griffiths, who'll claim 2.5. She'll only have 54. I thought she's the bet of the day. Number six, My Certain, second up. Albert Stapleford's got it. It's got a ton of speed. First up at Gosford, it was on the pace. Got beat about 3.5 in a good race. It'll be fitter. Now, I have thrown Norton in, and why? His Victorian form is all right, placed at Moonee Valley before he come to Bjorn Baker. The other day here at Newcastle, Feb 16, he put Robert Thompson on him. He was off the mat into $3.30. Robert put him in the box seat running fourth into the clear on the home turn, and all he did was go backwards. Now, I know it was a strong race. Dick Adida won it, but seriously, he got beat 6.25 lengths. Oh, geez, a short price for his performance the other day. Obviously, they've either found something wrong or he's worked the place down since. Number five, Light of Fire, the other one. Richard Butler up from the South Coast, a very, very fast horse, suited by the 900. 3, 6, 2, and 5.
Race number four, and Chris Lees has the favourite here, number four, Great Danger at 2:40 in this class two over the Toppy Homework at $4.80.
Andrew, I don't think Chris even stayed to watch Princess Posh win. He was there through the day, but he had to rush to the airport to get to Melbourne.
Right.
And I'm sure, well, he wasn't. He wasn't at the presentation, and because I was emceeing that, and they said he was on his way to Melbourne. So he would have watched it on his phone, obviously. And I think his horse will win here, Great Danger. There's a few hopes in the race. Lovely horse by Doomsday. Run second at Canterbury the other day, just beaten a long head. Hit the front at the 150, run down late. Four starts, two wins and two second. Number two, Matakanui. It went good at Gosford recently. Led all the way, and they never looked like beating it. I don't think the field was that great, but it went good. Number one, Homework, got a place out. And number seven, Icaramis for Johnny Sargent. They're place two. 4, 2, 1, and 7.
Race 5, the maiden over the 1850. King of Seas, number 8, the favourite at 250. 10 Seal, the deal at 310. And then it's out to Cariff, number 6, for Duncan Ramage and the crew there at 550.
Well, I did what I usually do. I was going to have a multi, as they call it these days, last night before I left the track. King of Seas and Sea Babe in the race after. And naturally, this morning, I haven't had it yet. I got to have it when I was going to the track, and the price has come right in. You've got to take a much shorter price, but I think he'll win. His run was an absolute ripper here the other day behind Jolkus, his stable mate. He got held up in the early straight, and he rocketed home over the 1880. Now, I can tell you that the plans for Jolkus, I've been told to go to the Oaks, either in Sydney or Brisbane. She's a Dundurl filly owned by John Massara and Alan Jones. And this horse made up a ton of ground on her in that race for the stable mate. He's drawn a bit tricky, but Chad Lever reads Newcastle so well. I think it'll get the money. It's only 250 now, but they did bet a lot better. Number 10, Seal the Deal's the danger. Talking about Dundurl. It's by Dundurl. Trained by Ronnie Quinton. Run second the other day at Hawkesbury. Really hit the line. Tell you what, can't these Dundurls stay? I mean, they got the bloodline to stay. By him, he was such a champion stayer, but all they want to do is stay. Number six for third, Carra. Second up, Snowden's have got it. Look for an improvement. And number nine, Poseidon Star will probably leave. 8, 10, 6, and 9.
Race number six, the Newcastle Nobbies, and Sea Babe, number six, the favourite at 270, over Clever Nick, number four, at 360.
Yeah, went up 290. It's just a little bit, obviously, for 270. God, this was impressive at Canterbury the other day. Absolutely annihilated them. Won by 2.5 at the end. Jenny Duggan rode it. She's riding again today. Claiming 1.5. But he was on the speed run at second. And, or she was. She's a man. She hit the front, top of the straight, and she careered away to win easily. She ran fourth at Canterbury on the Kenzo. Prior to that, loves Newcastle. 2 wins and 3 seconds there. I thought she'd win. Number four, Clevernick, going terrific. For the Princess Pot,